Blog Talk Radio.
You are now rocking to the beats with the East Coast music mogul, DJ Mike Q, Queen Beat Productions, DJMikeQ.com.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Mike Cuden.
Pat, 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 pat shit go up and down. That bitch, 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 that bitch can't bounce like that. That bitch can't hold up, 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 make that shit go up and down, up and down, go up and down, up and down, go up and down, up and down, go up and down. That bitch can't pop like me. Down, up and down, go up and down, up and down, go up, 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 hold up.
October 27th, 2012. The CEO and founder, Mother Jasmine Couture, brings to you a new collection. A collection of horror, a collection of mystery and suspense. Come bear witness in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., as Mother Jasmine Couture brings to you the scariest night in ballroom history. Daggerween. Grand prize. Open to all legendary performance. For $6,000. The mystery 666. That's 16 captains. 6 teams. And a mystery femme queen per team. Daggerween. Other cash categories include Butch Queen Runway, The Walking Dead, Open to All Foot and Eye, Designers from Beyond the Grave, Team Realness, Children of the Corn, Butch Queen Sex Siren, The Candy Man.
They're back.
That's right, in a special category that I'm calling The Grudge. Six of today's hottest divas are invited to settle their score at Gagoween. Three grudge matches, $1,000 each, with the grand prize thickening throughout the event. Mother Temptress, the overall mother Didi Chanel, says she wants a rematch at a big ball. Mother Kelly, the icon mother Shay Shay Chanel, says it was only a Wednesday night mini ball. Get over it and bring it to Gagoween. And legendary mother Sasha Garcon and the icon mother Sanaya Ebony, which one of you are the true ladies of Sex Siren? That's right, three grudge matches. Three divas will win $1,000 each. But how much more will be raised at Gagoween? Find out October 27th in Washington, D.C. For more information, contact Jasmine Couture directly or subscribe to Jasmine Couture's Facebook page for up-to-date info on the event. Over $10,000 in grand prizes, history will be made once again. Gagoween.
A lot of people, a lot of our listeners out, so, you know, they haven't, you know, our lines aren't up there because, you know, they just was like, you know, fuck it, I can't be in a tea party, I'm not listening to the show, you know?
Well, they can come back. They just need to be...
Right. We're just going to add them back and keep the room mellow like it was and use the room as, you know...
Right.
Branding and getting, you know, the tea party out there.
Right, because we always have the aftermath. So they can come back to the tea party, but only a few...
Right.
A select few can be a part of the aftermath. Do
right.
you make the cut?
Right, but you know, we love you all for listening, and if you don't, we appreciate it that you listen to you know, our show. And yeah, so next topic, what's going to be the main topic for tonight? And I have a read. Should I get to the read or should we get to the topic?
We can do the read first.
Okay, wait, I have to find this new person that just popped up out of nowhere that, you know, is not involved with the ballroom scene. You know, I already know the victims, you know, I don't want to put them out there. Who do we have? Do we have Jason?
I'm here.
Tiffany, are you there?
I'm here.
Mark, are you there? Mark's not
Hello?
Here. Devin,
Mark?
Are you there? Oh, Devin's not there. 201-275, you're live on air.
I'm here.
That's Marky Mark.
What was that picture supposed to be, Mark? Was that supposed to be you being real? Was that supposed to be you walking realness for Ebony?
Oh, God, no. Who wouldn't walk in without Ebony? I think the both can walk in.
No, but I have to find this person that I want to read.
Who's eating chips?
Okay. Yeah, Tiffany, we can hear you.
Oh, okay. I thought I was on mute.
Did you finally get chopped?
Oh, no, baby. It's never a chop for me.
All right,
Jason,
so Kevin...
Oh, girl, I never get chopped. I do the chopping. That's why my name is Jason.
Girl, please. Say hi, yeah, your ass every time you even...
Girl,
I'm going to
chop
way.
You. Don't
girl,
make me make
you
cry again.
Away.
Did Tiffany tell you how
girl,
I hit her crying?
Girl, Mona, honey, chopped across the earth, honey. Don't come for me, honey. It's not
so
real.
Wait.
I have to get to this bloody person. Kevin Rodriguez. Okay. Looking at the pictures, he looks about 22, you know, 23. But I looked down, born on October 30th, 1978. What bloody hell do you look 24? If you're like...
Where's this picture at?
Right, and you graduated high school in 1992.
What's his name, honey? Look
Kevin
up.
Rodriguez.
Oh, okay.
He's in the room,
well,
right.
I've seen him. He's been floating around London. I've seen him in one of those other groups, honey.
You have to catch this. He's new. He's never been in a ballroom scene, never been involved. But all his friends is ballroom.
So you're thinking that it's a dummy
Florida,
page?
Louisiana?
From New Jersey, actually.
There's no Captain Rodriguez here.
Do you think you know every? I mean, we know you're a whore of New
well,
Jersey.
Well, he munches
you think
everybody.
You know every man.
Though.
That's
well,
what I'm saying.
I mean,
he's a whore of New Jersey.
I can honestly say I've never munched a Kevin Rodriguez. So I mean, like he's not here.
So you know, he was born in 78. He probably was your babysitter at the time. So.
Well, I mean, I was born in 78, London. Damn.
Oh shit! No read.
There are a lot
yes.
of Kevins in this group. I don't see
No, how about this tranny that has a picture of her tucked and then a picture of her flat out?
Mm-hmm.
She needs one of Mother Revlon's get up.
Right.
Yes.
Support the movement, get gas. Yeah. Basically.
She's the girl with the secret.
Vicky's secret.
It looks like her gas might stink, though, when she uses it.
So, all right. So the
like
main
them other years
tonight,
in Oklahoma. Was that Oklahoma? What country Bama ass state was that ball was this weekend?
Okay.
With them hard men.
Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana.
Mm.
Those look like some corn fed husky women's football player. Those were some hard bricks, all white bricks.
Yeah,
and bricks.
Ball at that those pictures of the ball I'm seeing.
Yes.
Oh yeah, what's they said masculine
fish. Oh my god,
fish.
Like
yes,
you say anything nice
fish.
About pictures? I mean, seriously, come on.
I mean, all shouts out to Caesar. I love you, Caesar. You do a great job. But, I mean, Photoshop is people's best friend.
No, but I think the CEO made the categories for certain girls that look like, you know, those looks. So they can walk like the children of the corn categories. Like
that. I really was gagging that we didn't see one person in the crowd. Like, you know, Baldwin throwbacks go back. Can you get some people that look good? You get some people that sometimes you chuckle when you go through his 500 pictures to post. But I could not believe that you couldn't find one picture of anybody that looked nice, that looked cute, that gave you anything. I mean, oh my God. Lord,
I mean, really, like, I don't know. Maybe, you know, I didn't drink enough to look at the girls and be like, oh, she was, you know, she looks a little nice. Maybe I can find something in the back of her.
Yeah.
No.
Mm.
But the main topic was going to be about this red legend guy who.
No, that's not the main topic, but right. But we can go ahead and start there.
Right,
so
but the sideline hoe of the day is Red Legend, basically.
So every time you hear the word Red Legend, if you have a drink, take one. So. This is the gag.
No, we will actually have the girls flat out on the street.
Oh, yeah, because I want to talk about something, too, about the dumbest criminals in ballrooms.
Oh, my goodness. So he goes from the ball that never was to the house that has no walls. He put up a post that...
Wait, Devin is on with us. Hello, Devin.
Hey Devin,
everybody.
How are you?
What's going on?
So he puts up this post on his page because I didn't even know we were friends. So he makes this original post on his page, and he's talking about that on August the 25th, the House of Legend had a meeting, and they decided that after Labor Day weekend, they were going to start a project. They were going to work around the clock for the next 3 months on this home in Atlanta. And in the process, when that home was done, he was going to teach them how to do construction, renovate the house, and they were going to sell the house, and then they were going to move on to the house in New York. And the address for the house that is in Atlanta, give me a second, I'm going to give you girls, because this is probably one of those Sheba Sheree properties that don't exist. You're going to go to it, and
right,
it's not going to be...
built on a graveyard that we have in the girls possessed after they lived there.
Right.
Not poltergeist tease.
So the address for the house in Atlanta is 3650 Astrid Dunwood Road in Atlanta, Georgia. So they were going to work on their house for the next 3 months. And in the process, he didn't say anything about the girls getting paid. He just said he was going to work, they were going to work around the clock like Hebrew slaves for the next 3 months. Then when that property is done, they were going to move on to the property at 15 Gates Avenue in Brooklyn, New York, and work around the clock and sell their property. But he said what he was going to do for the girls was within the next 6 months, he was going to clean up their credit so that they can start to acquire their own properties. But if you are smart cookie, this is a good, it sounds like it's a good idea. If you're
no,
a smart cookie.
No, it does not. He's trying to just scam the girls for child labor. And then...
what's the address? I'm about to Google it on Google Maps. I want to
see
the image of what the property
is. Well, the
looks
first
like.
Address is 3550 Dunwood Road in Atlanta, Georgia.
Dunwood Road. I'm going to see if it's a building there. Dunwood Road in Atlanta. Okay. We're going to get to the bottom of this.
And he said that it was his mama and papa's
honey,
property.
This is nothing but a street. There's no house or nothing there.
Exactly.
So are you building the house? Is this Habitat for Humanity or something?
Well,
if you go on Google and put
he went from being Papa, he went from being father of a ball to Papa Smurf, and now they're building Smurf Village. They're building Magic Land.
Okay. Okay.
They're going to go.
Village.
So what's going to happen is the girls are going to march out of the Candy World Ball and march down to Sesame Street to start building imaginary homes in Romper Room.
I mean, it's not even a subdivision. Like when it's not even a subdivision with homes. When you look at the map, it's a street, a four-way street. It's a white, look like a building to the right, like a commercial building, not a home. And on the left side of the street, it looks like another commercial building, not a home. And then other than that, it's open space. There's no homes around it. It's two buildings across each other on each side of the street, and they're not looking like Habitat for Humanity homes. They're not looking like regular homes. I mean, these are looking like commercial buildings.
Well, maybe she like True Blood. Maybe she's
now,
married.
In the beginning, now when she hit me up this morning, she went off and she was like, I didn't think you were being messy. I don't think you were being messy or any of that. But and I have the whole conversation because Milan only posted part of her conversation when Red went on her tangent after she deleted me as a friend, after she made a post on her page saying that I inquired about her and said that she was a naughty and that she was a scam artist, which she was. I mean, because she then tried to throw Terrence Legend under the bus and say that Terrence, the reason that the ball that never was happened because Terrence Legend supposedly sent videos and tapes into the Marriott Hotel showing them that when the girls come to the ball, they act like animals and they destroy the property. So the Marriott was scared that this was going to happen to their ballroom. So that's why his ball was canceled, because Terrence Legend had his ball canceled by sending in videotape and pictures of a ball. And I have the conversation. So, Red, if you decide that you choose to call in, I have the whole conversation verbatim what you said to me instead of that bits and pieces that Milan put into his rump. And you're right. I am not an investigative journalist. My name is Jason. That's not what I do for a living. This is what I do for a living. I read nasty knots like you who make up fictitious street addresses with no land or with no property on them so that you can dupe the girls again. You're about as bad as motherfuckers saying that they're driving around in Lamborghinis that don't exist.
Wait,
and I thank you.
Wait a minute.
I'm not gonna have that.
I can't. So his family.
I told you, girls. I said it all day long. You didn't believe me. You didn't want to. You didn't trust me. You doubted my word. I said I was going to be here tonight, and I was making it hot. I'm making it motherfucking hot. They don't call me Big Ritz for motherfucking nothing. Where's that? And who
wants
to check me?
Well, damn showing for your cakes. Wait, Big Red, damn showing for your cakes, because you ain't got no cakes, honey.
Girl.
That's what they call you Big Red for.
You better let them
blow. Maybe a patty cake. Maybe a patty cake.
Mona, my cakes ain't pumped. Ain't no made by Mattel over here.
Oh.
Wait, guys. I'm parking my Lamborghini. Wait. I got it.
I can't with y'all tonight. I'm not.
I hope it wasn't done on craft.
Yeah. Macaroni and cheese.
Oh, my God. Y'all are
that is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my lifetime. To get the car that stands out the most, for those who don't know what the fuck we're talking about, we're talking about Milan Herr Father Blahnik,
I'm a specialist, throw out the wall and swing it out.
All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom. All the girls standing in the
line. All the girls standing in the
line. All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom.
Ladies and gents, the shady lady, that realness bitch, Mother Gossip herself, she's the bitch that says what you won't. Alexis,
no,
you already know.
welcome, Alexis.
You already know.
How are you doing, Alexis?
Baby, let me tell you one motherfucking thing. Why somebody just said the same thing earlier, and I thought about it, I was like, you know what? I remember the talks and the conversations at the dealership, whatever, whatever. And now that you say that, I haven't heard about it anymore.
Right.
I'm just going to wait.
It was in the making. It just almost went through.
Girl. Y'all hold on to that dream. I'm about to invest in Ray's property. It just went on propertynet.com.
Can we get that sweet dreams of made of these beats, please?
So wait a minute. Can I ask y'all something? So being that it was mentioned. Oh, and hello to everyone.
Hey,
you like to creep, so I creep. Yeah.
Well, I thought Alexis was on the phone. It's Naima.
No, Alexis is here too.
Oh, okay.
Ain't nobody else getting that beat but her.
What's up, Jason? What's up, London? Hey, Tiffany, happy birthday again, yes. Tiffany.
Thank you. Yes,
oh my
yes,
gosh,
thank
Tiffany,
you.
I'm so sorry. Happy birthday. I missed that.
Thank you. I missed it, too. I was in a somewhat of a coma, but we
didn't
talk about
that. Oh, so you did get the
that.
A-ball I sent you.
Oh, boo-boo.
So,
honey,
wait a minute. Is Mark on the phone? Is Mark on the phone? Is Jay-Rock on the phone?
What's up, Naima?
Hey.
Mom, I don't know where J-Rock is.
He on the line in the chat room.
Well, being that y'all brought this up, that was a good question because the last that I had seen him say anything about it was that he didn't have the right color or something happened with the Lamborghini that he was getting. It wasn't the right color or wasn't the right fit, so something happened or whatever. And then I hear him mention it no more.
The world looks mighty good to me. And so to both is
the same. So now we discriminate colors on Lamborghinis.
Chill.
What happened?
Now we discriminate colors on Lamborghinis.
Never mind how much that motherfucker calls.
I know there was something to the effect of he went to go look at it or something, and something wasn't right with it. And then he left it, and then when he was supposed to be coming back or whatever, like a week later or something like that, everything should be ready. But I ain't heard him speak about it no more.
Well, we need to find out this. Is it coming from China? One time I heard it was coming from overseas. Next I heard he went to Arizona to get it. So which one is, where is it coming from?
It's coming from the garage of Red Legend's house.
Listen, if anybody is listening on the line, Milan, if you're listening on the line, if one of you blogs are listening on the line, if you can get your overall half of a father to come on here and give his side of the story,
y'all
would greatly appreciate it.
Y'all are trying it.
Right, we would greatly appreciate it.
I love Milan. I'm not trying it. I love Milan. He's a key. I love him, honey. He's never did anything to me. I don't want to get put out the group. Y'all not going to get me kicked out of that A-list thing, honey, because he will send you girls packing in a heartbeat. Honey, you're not about to get me kicked out.
Fair exchange is no robbery. He had no problem putting in his room a half-assed conversation between Red Diamond. I'm sorry. I wouldn't even get him to call that bitch a diamond. Red Zirconia. And me, and when I asked him about the conversation and told him that it was half-assed, he has never responded to anything. And I will say this to his listeners or the people that are part of that room, thank God for common sense. because enough of them had the sense to know that it was a half-assed, chopped-up conversation. It wasn't the whole conversation. You got to tune into the second number, the second-rated highest show on the air, which is London and Her Tea Party, if you want the real exclusive. Now, whatever the two of them have going on, that's their whole thing. But why would you delete me as your friend if what you were saying was true? Why would you throw somebody else under the bus if what you were saying was true, Mr. Red Legend?
What kind of incentive? First of all, this is what I want to know. You're talking about nobody does investigative journalist reporting and all of that, honey. I mean, we're just
ain't nobody got time for that.
Exactly.
Okay, wait a minute. If
I
really
know
had done all that,
what kind of incentive packages he was gonna give these children for working around the clock for 3 whole months? What was their? I mean, what was their pay? Were they gonna get medical benefits? Were they gonna get? I mean,
sure.
Jason posted pics of his ass, so you know, but let them Jason's ass. Yes, basically.
What they were going to get for working around the clock? They were going to get their credit cleaned up so that they could purchase their own property.
An exchange program.
So Alexis, you would have done the job just to get your credit cleaned up.
I don't have too many other people's credit. I don't give a fuck about mine.
So what's the wait a minute? So it was like community service for your credit or something, bitch? I don't understand. Like, you know,
well,
that's go
why
to jail.
That's why I wanted him to call in. And you know what?
Don't he work for a nonprofit, or he go own a nonprofit or something like that, or
whatever? He went from being a concierge for a hotel to being a construction worker.
No, to being a board promoter, and then to being
a
construction worker.
I never heard
worker.
Of him. Where do he live at? Who is this man?
Well,
apparently he's
from New York.
Promoted by Joseph Prada, and then he made Joseph Prada gag, and then he tried to make Terrence Legend gag, and now he's back to where he started, scamming.
So he's just basically another Mark Herrera.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. Oh, sure.
No, she's right. A little bit deeper than this. She's a little bit deeper than that, honey.
Yeah, she has a plan. At least she has a plan. Yeah, this
right.
guy has a plan.
Wait, are you trying to say that she's a little more cunter than Marco pretends to be?
Definitely.
But no, she gives me no, because at least Miss Marco can get the girls in the door. So I would give it a little bit more.
No, you got to get it. She had the girls in the door. It's just that they wasn't going to open the door for the girls. That was the thing with the last ball. See, the kids were there. They just couldn't get in.
The girls, ain't no girls gave her no money.
If you are a member, I'm sorry for cutting you off. If you are a member of London Tea Party and you would like to see the letter or the letters that I am posting, send London a request and I will approve them, or send me a friend request so that I can add you. Yeah, thank you. Go ahead.
That was a public service announcement.
Okay.
They said, yeah. So this is the thing. Okay, so this is what I'm upset. This is how we get into it, because I know I like to do the analyze breakdown of it. So let's get through it like originally. So she posted the thing talking about she was going to be having a house meeting. The house meeting turned into let's get everybody and let's see how many people we can get to build this house in La La Land. I don't know if Mama's a fairy. Mama giving me troops. I don't know if she giving me True Blood teas with fairy magic or something. Like the property is invisible until you touch it with your hand with a ray of light ball or something. I don't know how this works. But why would the girls fall for this shit again after going to this child's ball? She promoted the hell out of it. She got Miss Luna to turn around and show for it on all shit. She started all this unnecessary shit with a legend at that. Then she had a whole lot of shit. The girls really didn't ever pay attention to her history in the first place, which was fucked up, because they would have said that Mama been walking ball since she was 12 years old, according to her years. But, I mean, I don't understand. This time, is a little bit far-fetched.
In her life, she walked the what's in the name ball, and that's when she showed her face. That child never walked the ball.
But, child, I had never gone through it. I know what the girls know, and you know what the girls know, but this is the thing. When the girls start talking about this was my mama, and this is who it was, and this is who I know, and blah, blah, sneaky, woo, woo, child. I don't have to think about it. I look at how old you say you were. You said you were around the same age I am. I did the subtraction. Bitch, that makes you 12 years old when you walk into a ball. So if I went by that logic, bitch, what the fuck are you even doing after doing 12?
Oh, no, people were born at 12 years old. There were people who were out. It just wasn't her.
Then she started going through shit, talking about when she walked. I ain't never seen the girl hit the floor. Like you said, the girl ain't never walked no other ball that I know of other than once in the name. She fell on her ass. Child, this is a whole lot of, like, unnecessary
shit.
I don't mean
to cut you off, but Mr. Nate is making a point, though, inside this chat room. He said if it was a real scam, he would have taken the money, then shut it down, dummies.
Well, you know, that kind of gives very what Marco Herrera did, right, with the fake price.
Right, right.
Well, what scam are they were talking about, though? Are they talking about
they're talking about the ball that hasn't happened yet. Aren't they in the process?
Oh, they're talking about the ball.
Did people pay? Right, because didn't people pay for tables already?
Right.
Kelly had a gown made. Kelly's never been reimbursed for the gown she had made.
Who really cares about a gown?
I mean, that's a lot of material. What do you mean, who cares about a gown? It takes a lot of material.
Apparently, you ain't never had a gown made.
All right, y'all.
You know how much
beef
and fun and shit that is, the girls charged to get a gown made?
Okay,
and then Kelly said she was walking like two categories that night. A whole lot of girls said they was walking two or three categories that night.
Right, so while we wait, you know, for Big Red to call in if he ever calls.
Girl, we give.
No, because I really want an apartment. I want a new apartment.
Where?
Built by the girls. I want the girls to build my apartment.
Girl,
like,
I would never let the girls build my apartment, bitch. You'll never have my goddamn walls layered in cocaine residue. Bitch, no.
Right, but
honey, don't knock it till you try it. Stop trying to hate on me. You know, y'all girls kill me. Always down in the drugs. The drugs never do anything
girl,
to you.
Just because you want to be a gigantic-ass snowblower don't mean everybody else
girl,
do.
Hold
bitch,
on,
girl,
hold on,
no.
Honey.
This is not winter.
Let me tell you something. You will not disrespect Miss Cocaina, okay? You can fly, play a lot of games.
Hey,
that's one thing I don't play about.
I can't with you, Miss Cocaina.
He's not going to disrespect her like that. Because she ain't never did nothing to him, so he don't need to keep disrespecting her like that.
Disrespecting what?
Wait, since of course, you're definitely one of the girls. Nobody can ever say nothing. Oh, one of the girls, sweetie. And I deem you legendary tonight.
Yes, honey.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm thinking, do I want to come out the closet? Like, oh my God, a lot of people know.
And go where?
Like, for real. Everybody thinks, no, I can't tell my teeth.
Don't do it. Thank you. And we thank you.
I can't tell my teeth.
No, just take a picture like this thing in the room. Tuck.
I can't.
You don't want everybody to know that you're a post-op tranny. It's okay.
I was about to give them the tea, but I cannot. I just can't.
Well, let me tell the
tea.
No, you ain't nobody telling. Look, see, that's just like a bitch want to put you out on Front Street. You feel me? Let her tell the tea.
Well, child.
No, honey. No.
And Naima said you're not going to cut in on her market. Bitch, no.
Oh, please. Honey, I got fish ass up.
Well, some bitch with a blue dress
up
on and some white boots just pulled up in front of my door.
So have you guys been watching the Olympics?
Snickerdoodle. Wait, London, have you got into snickerdoodle?
Team in the wigs and the gaffs and all of that.
Snickerdoodle, the one that was in the blue dress and the white boots from the Okai, Okay Corral, wherever that shit is from, on the car.
Mama strapped that car like she was in a White Snake video, bitch, from the 80s. Oh, God.
Yeah, she did.
Them hoes was some 1980 rock and roll shit, bitch.
Let me ask you this, London. Well, I want to ask you, and I want to ask Miss Alexis, because I know Alexis
wait,
is on
can
the
I
show
ask Alexis
night.
This quick question before you go?
Okay, yes. Yeah.
Alexis, can you do your USA teammate Gabby's hair, please?
Oh. Girl, you're not gonna go in on Gabby, honey.
I mean, no, please.
Consider that she got more gold medals than your whole country combined.
She's lovely, but Tiffany, Malone.
Mona cannot take me. Like, she cannot take me. Girl, you is not real, Mona, girl. That's
she
why they call
is.
You Mona Fella.
You better get into that chair. You better get into that wheelchair, cunt.
Ooh, Miss Mona cannot take me, mother fella.
No, but Tiffany, what was your question? Did I make you lose track?
Okay, yes, no, this is what I want to talk about. This is kind of serious, honey. This is what we need to talk about all these criminals in the ballroom scene. Now, Alexis, honey,
ooh.
I know you was on show last night. And to the one I didn't listen to or whatever.
Ooh.
And from my understanding, from what recap I got, was that, you know, y'all had a certain, I'm kind of even scared to say it because it's so crazy. I'm worried about them trying to fight me, honey. Anyway, I heard y'all had an ex Chanel, now a law, Ron.
Neil. Yeah.
And I heard on, yes, Nia. And I heard that he was on the show basically stating that, yes, he did follow that boy Clinton home from off the highway, just admitting to it like a dummy, like the police can't listen to the archive, that he did, you know, admit to following him, and you know, from the highway to his house. Now, is that true?
I didn't really see the whole post, and when they got on the show and started all the hollering, I was over it. So, from what I'm understanding, yes, that is true, though.
Oh, you
okay,
do
now,
know that.
Oh, that is just crazy. Before you go on, Tiffany, before you go on, I just want to say you are not going to try Neil on the show. I'm going to need
you.
Let me tell you something. I love Neil. I like Neil. I have been around Neil. The shade is not for Neil.
The shade
is...
he has to get red, but we have a caller. 404-444.
Oh, no, he's going to... You're going to fight me.
Oh, girl.
404-444.
I called about the ad.
Wait, is that the white cunt cow trying to tap into the line? Neil. So did Neil go follow someone home? That what was that first? That's a What is that? Kidnapping?
That's stalking.
No, that's stalking.
Right, that's the first count, following someone home.
That's
and
stalking.
Then what pulls the gun out?
Started shooting in the air to scare the child. He drove to the child's house, confronted him at his house. Basically, he didn't fight him. He didn't do anything. Basically, just confronted him and had the gun shooting it in the air. So basically, what
but this
doing?
Is a
I guess
catch, though. So that's attempted murder, carrying a deadly weapon, you know.
Concealed deadly weapon, yeah.
No, but this is a catch.
It's
this
charging
a catch,
the firearm.
People don't know. The person that he pulled the gun on, Clint Chanel, is licensed to carry a firearm. When he showed him his pistol, he lifted up his shoulder and said, okay, you got a gun, I got a gun too. The difference between them two is he's licensed to carry a gun. So then you go up the street and you start shooting in the air. What is that about? You know, you was in front of this man's house with his kids outside, a neighborhood full of kids. And we all know Tiffany loves the kids, honey. I don't play about them children now. Now, that's just like, deal was wrong. Okay? And you shoot in the air. And then they said, the boy said, we can go on the street, we can go on the grass and fight like, you know, some niggas, you know, basically. And that's what you know, what happened, basically.
When you already got a gun on you, I know from personal experience, the hands or putting the gun down and fight with the hands, this is not Friday. This does not work like that.
What's the point of pulling a gun if you're not going to use it? Because I was always told you don't pull something on somebody that you're not going to use.
I totally agree with that, Tiffany, but the whole, you know, put the gun down, let's fight fair, it's just not happening. You know what I mean? The gun is already a scare tactic, so... Going back to like, oh, let's fight it out or whatever the case is, it's not going down like that already. The weapon's already, you know, taking precedence over everything.
Okay, right. But if you showed a weapon, and what was your point of showing the weapon if you wasn't going to do nothing with it is what I'm trying to ask.
I don't know.
So why can't we not fight?
If we start saying why everybody do every dumb, stupid-ass thing somebody do, child, we'll never get nowhere. Because you already knew that this was going to be a problem in the first place when this goofy-ass boy pulled out a gun for no reason.
Okay,
and I'm
so
like,
in the chat room, they're saying that, this somebody is typing, you know, I don't want to call him out because he's the ghost. I mean, it's another Darkwing ghost. We don't know who he is. We
not
see pictures of Puff Daddy. He said Neil is licensed, too, but the dude, Clint, wanted to shoot Neil but didn't because Neil had a passenger in the car.
Right, I was getting ready to say that Neil did say on the other show and that he does have, that he's licensed to carry a gun also.
That don't mean nothing.
Well,
even if you license to carry a gun, no matter where you live, if you...
Hold on, wait. Y'all have it confused. Because if I'm not mistaken, I think Neil said that the gun is registered.
Oh, yeah, he did say it was... I'm sorry. Thank you, Alexis.
See, I didn't hear it at all. Thank you. So, yeah.
So, okay, he got it registered, which is probably a concealed carry permit.
Wait a minute. Don't quote me. I don't know if he has the gun registered in his name or whose name is registered in it.
Now, you know that thing is crazy, girl. You're going to get a thing going to jump on you.
No. Because, you know, you can't assume anything with people these days. But that's what I'm saying. I don't know if the gun is registered or he has a license to carry a weapon. I don't know, because I remember him saying registered. I don't know him saying that he had a license. So I don't know how that goes.
Okay, y'all keep going past one thing. This is not a, you cannot, and I repeat, you cannot discharge a firearm simply because you have a registered gun or a concealed and carry permit.
But if you shoot a gun in the air, regardless of what state it's in, it's a terrorist threat.
That's a terrorist threat. It's discharging, it's illegally discharging a firearm. You are going to jail for that.
You're going to jail. That's why I say if they're not breaking in your home and you're not protecting yourself with the licensed gun, you're going to jail anyway.
Exactly.
It was not really going to matter. He didn't break into Clint's house. Clint didn't break into his house. So both of them on either end is going to jail. Trust me, I shot more than enough bullets. You're going straight to jail.
Oh,
so
this crazy motherfucker.
No, there's no way around that. Both of them would have went to jail.
Who could have went to jail? Clint could have went to jail.
Both of them could have went to jail.
No, he cannot. First of all, Clint is licensed and registered.
It does not matter
unless
you
are.
Okay, I'm gonna let y'all do this one.
Well,
he was
on his
private
property. He got ambushed on his private property.
Right. All Clint had to do is that's different. That's different. Y'all right. That's different. If it was on his property or in his home, he is liable to use the gun if he needs to. But if it's off the property and they riding around or some house party or something, which I thought that was the case. You know,
I think originally they met up at a house party, but what I'm hearing, Neil followed him home.
Oh yeah, he would have got killed, and it would have been okay. No shade. I'm sorry. I love Neil.
Yeah, because you stalked him.
That would have got him. It would have been just fine.
Self-defense, because you stalked him all the way home.
And that's premeditated.
That, right, that's premeditated.
Right.
Now, that's
and
a different story than somebody just discharging. But y'all keep saying he got a gun, and y'all saying that he got a permit. I mean, he has a permit to carry a gun. That does not give you right to fire a gun in the air. That is discharging a firearm. You are going to jail for discharging a firearm in public.
So maybe Neil was like, if I throw my pussy in the air.
I can't. Neil, would you like to call in? Push one.
Right, Neil, we're not going to bash you.
You can shake your purse.
No, girl.
I can't.
Not for the low cost of $99.95. Plus shipping and handling. You too.
If you shake your purse right, I might buy you some bullets.
Okay, so can I ask everybody on the line, if everybody's going to the ball, which ball are y'all going to? Y'all going to Marco's ball, or y'all going to Alexis Rodeo's ball? Who's going to
be? I will be in Detroit.
I'm Rodeo.
I'm just being honest. I will be in Detroit.
I
have not been in Detroit in so many years, so I need to go to Detroit. I missed the road. My first ball ever was the Rodeo ball. That's the first ball I ever walked.
You're just not using because you just danced around that. So you're just not using.
No, I'm not. No, because I did. Okay, first of all, I didn't go to race. I didn't go to the Herrera Ball. So actually, I can't dance around an issue that I did not attend. From what I have turned around and gagged, people are giving all this unnecessary shit about this boy's ball. Now, I'm not going to tell you that every ball in the Midwest actually finishes because it does not. But I will not turn around and let a girl sit around and say, like, oh, well, it's a big-ass deal.
Well, it's not a big deal. I'm like, everybody's going to the Rodeo Ball.
Right. That's why I said I'm going to the Rodeo Ball. I have not been to Detroit since 2003. I want to go to Detroit, and that's where I'm going to go because that's where the boys are going to be.
And well, me and J-Rock are going to Marco's Ball because everybody else is going to be at the Rodeo Ball. So we're going to walk away with that 2012.
You better work for walking away with that 2012.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you better work with walking away with 2012 pennies.
Now, if that happens to be the case, you turn around and target it. But
you know, or maybe she might have Chick-fil-A on her table, so you never know.
I'm not going to throw her shade because, you know, just because I'm going to Detroit don't mean everybody in my house is going to Detroit.
Well, I'll put it to you like this. It sounds like by at least 1 or 2 o'clock, Marco's going to wind up at the Rodeo Ball himself. Shit, cause
yeah, that's a 3-hour drive. We're not doing all that. Let's move on.
Well, if he's smart, he'll have his ball Sunday so that the girls have
no,
because
the girls
not
going to come to no ball on Sunday. That's what the problem was when he had the ball tonight. Her ball was on Sunday that night.
Is usually always on a Sunday?
No. We ain't had a ball on a Sunday since 2001. No, we do not do balls on Sundays.
Different regions do different things. Like in Atlanta, we would have our balls on Sundays.
What?
In New York, they mostly had their balls every other have their balls on Saturday.
Or at least their balls start out on Saturday.
Wait, I have a new topic. Okay. Are you guys in any of these groups? Butch Queen Hour, Drag, Trans Men Hour.
Nope.
Oh, I need to be in the Trans Men
Hour. Folk Femme Hour.
Does that need to be?
Folk Hour. I need to be in the Trans Men Hour.
Not you need to be in the Trans Men Hour.
Mr. Man Marco, but the gag about Marco, wait a minute, but the gag about Marco's ball, Mr. Man, is that it's only free for the first hour.
Oh, yeah, that is. Okay, I did hear that dirt.
Marco's
ball. You
know,
I always thought about, you know how clubs promote, you know, ladies getting free for like the first hour. You think the girls really get up in them to get in for free the first hour?
Chicago, we will be there before you will.
Alexis, have you gotten up in them just to go to the club to get them free for the hour?
Oh, hey, Alexis. Hold on. London, what you said?
No, have you gotten up in them just to go to the club to get them free for that first hour, ladies free?
Dude, you're talking about years ago?
Yeah.
I feel like you're trying it, Lucky.
How do you feel like you're trying it? She asked a legitimate question.
I want to get some clarification. Let's get this clear.
Oh, girl.
It's a yes or no question for all the drags on the phone, all the femme queens on the phone. It's a yes or no question. Have you gotten up in them? I have, and I got denied.
Who?
So have you guys?
You probably weren't real that night.
No, they checked my ID. It doesn't matter.
Oh.
But, I mean,
now, you know what? That happened.
But hold on. Okay. Well, I don't know because I have coming up, going, getting in drag, going to the straight club. I got in the club. I went in with ladies for free. But at the same time, my picture, my ID, I have here on my picture. My name is a unisex name.
So they really don't even look at the F or the M. They see what's in front of them. They see the picture of the ID. They look at the name. Okay.
No, but they looked at my ID. My ID said Mike. And they looked back at me.
You better work.
Well, I work at a club on the weekend. And a few transsexuals and drag queens come in there to see the male strippers. And they let them, and I have to charge them the price that I would charge a woman. And they're even allowed to use the woman's restroom. Now, if it was my club and I knew what it was, it would be paying the price of a man, and it would have to use the man's room, the men's restroom.
Oh, that's right.
That's not right, Jason.
Yeah,
Alexis, so, if it comes in there and it looks like it's time to make the donuts, you didn't even pretend to be a woman. You just put on a wig and a dress, and you didn't even stuff. If I can see the padding in your bra, you didn't even pretend to be a woman. You just you just being a man that's trying to get a discount.
Jason,
yes.
Let me say this, Jason. You have to learn that all girls don't start out at the same level.
Okay.
Okay. Being a plus size girl.
Yes. I don't want this thrown away. I'm sorry, y'all.
Can I ask Naima and Tiffany and Alexis a question? I was booking to an old friend, an old femme queen, and not old like that, but, you know, she from back in the day. And we was talking, and I happened to mention the word transsexual, and she got offended. So what she's telling me is the proper term for her would be femme queen. Do any of y'all get offended by that when people call y'all transsexual?
Yeah, definitely.
I love
do not include me because I told you my name.
I would rather you refer to me as a transsexual than a femme queen. Because femme queen is to me, just personally, femme queen is more ballroom. You know, like.
Right. I mean, that's what I thought, too, and that's why when I referred to it as a transsexual, I thought I was, like, taking the element out of ballroom, considering she don't walk no more. So it wasn't even like I consciously thought about that at the moment, but when I said it was like, what? You know, why would you say that? And I was like, well, I thought that's what it was. She was like, no, I'm a femme queen, baby. I'm a femme queen. You don't talk.
That's like calling a drag like a faggot or a transvestite, you know?
No, is it different?
I thought it was proper. Like, I love femme queens, but I would never disrespect a femme queen. I mean, I've been in situations where it's been like, I smack the shit out of you, and I would just walk away because I don't get into it with femme queens. That's just how I was raised in the scene. But at the same time, like, I was like, okay, well, maybe I need to find out if this is really important. And also, Niambi said the same thing to me, too. She was just like, why would you say that? And I was like, oh, girl, okay. I'm going to say that again.
This is my favorite. Everybody has their own music. To me, Kim Queen is for ballroom purposes. You're not going to say, you won't go to your doctor and say, I'm becoming a film queen. They're going to say, you're becoming a what? I'm becoming a film queen. Film queen is ballroom. And maybe some
you know,
don't know how to differentiate between real life and ballroom.
Right.
Well,
but
I don't
know. Us white girls, you know, we call the drags, we call them transvestites because they get in drags and they get out of drags and still be men at the end of the day. But
the
women who have surge and who have titties and, you know, get pumped and stuff, we call them, you know, transgenders because that's what they are.
You know what? Being from a small city in Georgia, when I first moved to Atlanta, I thought everybody was a drag queen. I used to call the transsexual city girls because I came up around a lot of pageant queens. So everybody was a drag queen to me. I didn't know the difference until I moved to Atlanta, you know, because I was looking at everybody was a dragon, you know. But I had to learn that drag queens are just what they are, good queens that get in drag, you know, for the night or for the occasion or whatever. And a transsexual is someone who lives their life as a woman 24/7. And again, bones don't make you a transsexual. Surge don't make you a transsexual. It's a state of mind. Did I do that sound right?
It sounds perfectly fine. It sounds great to me. That's the same way you thinking about it. That's the same way I thought about it. But when she said it, it was just like, okay, well, I don't want to offend her. So what do I say now? Because I don't want
to
consider
she
her.
She said she wants you to call her Sin Queen. Then you call her Sin Queen.
So, Mark, let's take this and let's ask the callers or any femme queens or any, you know, even butch queens that's out there, you know, do you feel that it's disrespectful to call, you know, a trans woman, you know, a tranny?
Well, I don't call them trannies.
A trans man, a tranny?
Trans woman.
When she said it, I thought about it like this. I said, I don't like the term female pigs to have a boardroom scene basis, femme queens, and put them all in the group together. So I kind of had a feel, you know, understanding what she was saying. But I'm on the Alexis's page, like, I'm totally lost. Like, I mean, that's what it is. I thought, you know, in the real world, so I left it alone. But like you said, I would like to hear everybody else's view on it because I was a little confused. But she's my friend, so I really didn't want to, like, you know, get into no formalities with her because I could have went back and forth and it's pointless. She goes, cool.
Right. Okay. So if you feel like, you know, want to chime in a little, just call in. I haven't heard from Keisha.
Thank you, Jesus.
Don't do that.
Someone said call Keisha's name 3 times and she will appear.
No, girl.
Like Beetlejuice.
That's like another
like
girl
Beetlejuice.
Name we don't do, honey.
Oh, y'all did not just call that girl Beetlejuice.
I said, like, Beetlejuice.
You called
Beetlejuice
3 times.
He came. Beetlejuice.
You're
not going to get him. I'm
going to call him. Keisha. I don't know. I'm not doing that because I'm scared. That's what almost. Let me, okay, because I'm getting a little backlash. So let me clarify something. I respect all female figures as long as they respect themselves. Like, Naima is my sister. Alexis is my auntie. Tiffany is my sister. I respect the female figures. And hell, shit, I did drag. So I respect my female figures. But if you're going to come and approach me with a half wig on, 6 o'clock shadow, coconuts in your bra, and you walking up to me like, what's up, my nigga, that's not going to fly. You not no lady.
All right, like a lady, please.
Well, let me clarify one thing really quick. I mean, I appreciate what Jason said, and honey, Mona is still feeling on my time. I cannot be considered a female figure because I am a new woman. Okay? Now, Janet told it to y'all best when she was in Atlanta. You better learn me and read me, boo-boo. I'm a new woman, so please don't categorize me as a transsexual or a femme queen or any of those things. But a new woman, and I thank you. Okay, now let's keep on with
this. Oh, wow. This is more than my polar body handle.
Wait, we have a caller, 347-426. I think that's Keisha.
Hey, y'all. What's going on?
Didn't I say Beetlejuice?
Now that's not nice. Don't do that.
It's not.
I'm calling you Beetlejuice, Keisha. I'm not calling you Beetlejuice.
Keisha, Beetlejuice was cunt, but Keisha, do you?
How y'all doing today? What's going on?
We're doing
all right, I want to comment on the question about the femme queen. My opinion. You gotta understand, there's some femme queens that sleep, breathe, eat ballroom. So for you to call them a tranny, it's like an insult to them. But in the real world, they don't know what the word tranny is. Tranny is ballroom jargon. If you go to the doctor, you go somewhere and you say, I'm a tranny. I mean, I'm a femme queen. He's going to say, what is that? A female, a femme queen? They're not going to understand. Okay, I think in the generation, they know the terminology femme queen, butch queen and drags. They wasn't using the word tranny and transsexuals in the ballroom scene. Am I making sense?
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Like, my girlfriend, she walked back like 95, 96.
Exactly. All they knew was the word femme queen, butch queen, and drags. They didn't know the word, you know, but if you go into the real world, it was transsexuals, post-op, pre-op, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Right, I said the same thing. I didn't get it.
I wouldn't take it I wouldn't take it personal. If that's your girlfriend and y'all have respect for each other, I wouldn't take it as a, I wouldn't take it personal. I think she's trying to tell you, you know me long enough. You know I'm, I use the terminology femme queen. So why all of a sudden you're changing, calling me a tranny or a transsexual? You know how I, or you know how I talk. Y'all know how y'all, you know, communicate together. Maybe that's for why she thought you was trying to act brand new.
Well, I wasn't saying it directly to her. I was just basically talking in transsexuals in general, and she flipped out. Like, you know, I didn't say, Ashley, you're a transsexual. I just was saying, you know, some of the transsexuals, and when I tell you she gave me the look of death, I gagged. Because it was just like, why would you say that? And I was like, if you talk to me, I'm not a fucking transsexual. I'm a femme queen. When you address me as a femme queen. I was like, ooh, girl, like
that. Can I ask you a question? When you go to balls and you look at the categories, do you say, does it say transsexual, both femme? Does it say we're looking for transsexual, the realest transsexual? It's always femme queen, yada, 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 yada. Even in the ball, when you look at the balls, they don't say transsexual. It's always femme queen.
Okay, but the situation
but
with that is when I go to a ball and straight people go to a ball with me.
A lot of girls don't know how to differentiate between ballroom
exactly.
Life.
Right.
But whenever
the
you
ones
take
who
somebody
sleep
outside
and
the
ballroom.
Ballroom to you, you still have to explain to them what a femme queen is, which is
why.
I understood what Mark was talking about. The reason why I say that I will just address her how she wants me to address her is a different story. But when I go out to, like when you invite somebody to a ball and they're looking at a ball flyer or something and they say, oh, well, what is, because I didn't ever know what a femme queen was. I always knew it was transsexuals and drag queens. That's all I ever knew was transsexual and drag queens.
I was like Alexis. When I was hustling and Leah Richards and all of them was coming through, getting their, you know, ones and twos, whatever they was doing, they was drag queens to me. All I knew was drag queens. When I met
right,
this,
that's all
like,
I knew.
That's how I found out about femme queens. I'm like Alexis said, I'm not from a small region, but I'm very, you know, I was very ignorant to it because I came in very quickly, but they were all drag queens to me. It was like a drag queen or female impersonators. That's what I saw at the time.
Right.
When they
exactly.
What they based them on at my time. It was like female impersonators or drag queens. So I didn't know anything about them.
And being a lot. The funny thing was, when I was a butch queen, I didn't want to be a female because I only knew drag. All I knew was the performance girls, the girls that I knew of the Sashas, the Raquels, and the pageant girls. You understand what I'm saying? But even then, you never got to know who the real people were because all you saw what was on stage. You understand me? So you would see the hard makeup lines and all that other stuff. And I was like, whoa, that is just much.
Oh, because of the continental paint.
Right, that's what they had stage.
Yeah, they was Yankees,
you know,
honey.
Never seen the drag queens get ready, and they would take that the ID card and put it up against their chin and dust up.
Right.
Online.
Oh, no, with the Alma's glue paint.
Oh, baby. I say, like, with the eyebrow
but
pencils, the girls
the wig,
used to do everything.
They would take the eyebrows, shave all their eyebrows off for a little bit, and they would take them eyebrows, and they would go all the way up like the McDonald arches.
Yeah.
Or the wigs, they will flip the
wigs
upside down.
That's that continental yank, honey.
Danielle could do that.
When they do their gospel number, the hair would shake real fierce.
Okay,
you know?
That's Vicky Wine.
So I never knew. Yes, when they did Oh What Love, when she started to shake it. Yes. But I never knew the difference. So once I got to the city, and I actually got to see that these are not how these girls are all the time. Because now, mind you, the pageant girls that I was used to seeing, they walking around with full beards and mustaches during the week.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? And even as a butch queen, I was always very feminine because I was a big girl. I was very feminine, and I used to wear my hair in braids. So, you know, I never got to really adjust to seeing what a normal girl would look like on a day-to-day basis. So once I got to the city, it was able to see that it's not all about the hard paint. And you understand, that's when I started my transformation.
So you were scared of becoming, you know, transformating because you didn't want to look fierce with all that paint.
Right. I thought that's what what she and a girl was all about at that time.
Oh, okay. She's, okay. Right. I understand what
Alexa's
saying.
Pretty much, they scared you. They didn't bring you closer.
Right.
London not going to give it. But, no, I understand what Alexa said, but I think that's because I grew up in Chicago. We had so many different forms of girls. It was girls that worked the stroll, that was trying. I mean, Chicago whole thing was about looking real.
But
Chicago was
saying,
dedicated to looking real all the time.
You didn't have that. You had your pageant girl. You would have the Sasha and the Raquel and the, who else would come to Savannah? Sasha, Raquel. Naisha would come, but Naisha's a real bush queen up in drag.
Yeah. Well, Sasha,
you know,
well, see, we got with Sasha because Sasha was, Sasha Valentino was always real, 100%. Sasha was always real, 100%. And Amelia was real. Chrissy Valentino, all of these.
Wait, we have a we have a caller. 281-403.
I call you by however you carry yourself.
Huh?
Ooh.
What?
I call you by however you carry yourself. If you look like a woman but you act like a dude, I'm going to say, what up, bro?
Ooh.
J-Rock, go back to work with that.
I know.
Is this the guy that was in the picture from the OKI in the little red lingerie?
No. That's the other
ooh,
boy that's sitting in that room with that sailor outfit in the closet, yeah, sitting around there trying to tell you how he's going to talk to you.
Did you say he going to be Sailor Moon for Halloween?
Uh-huh.
Wait, but did you guys finally realize that Jocelyn is a man?
Sure.
Well,
yeah,
she came out
like
last
night.
All
that testosterone came out of her when she whooped Stevie J ass, honey.
Well, she said in some blog that she's bisexual.
Oh, girl.
Lord, honey.
That's nice. She beat that nigga ass.
I still think
like
Nicole Murphy's a man.
Well, why
is
she
was
trying to get back to his ass and try to whack his ass again. That's what she was trying to do.
That
bitch said she went to the house. She went in the house. Bam. I was like, oh, wow.
No, she said she whipping my back. She whipping my back. I don't know what.
That bitch started saying something,
oh,
I did not understand
Stevie,
it.
Stevie,
this is
me. Oh,
what is
Stevie?
That? What's the rat name from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Who? Splinter?
That's what Stevie J look like.
He do look like Master Splinter.
Like he lives down there.
And then he smell like it, too.
Oh, my gosh, I
smile,
hate that.
Kills me.
I think the girls love Stevie J because he got a big dick and he can eat a good pussy.
I think that's all it is. Sometimes
no,
girls
all he does is eat cake. Amy doesn't allow it.
Well, I don't think he's eating
so
five people with Jocelyn. I think Jocelyn climbing on his back.
No.
Yeah, me too as well, yeah.
Hey, we do what we got to get done.
He tries too hard to be straight. Like, Scrappy, he doesn't have to try. Like, you know what, you know?
He just is ghetto.
I just want to put
right.
my paws on him.
Stevie tries too hard. He tries too hard.
Child.
But you know
what
you guys,
the fuck
I
is
really...
with old ass Benzino, girl? What is... Girl.
Oh,
this time for Benzino to go.
He's not in the wheelchair the next episode or by the reunion. I'm not watching the show anymore.
And what is with that woman with the yellow hair? Ooh, if she's not hard, fish.
Girl,
is muscular
fish. Mother? Damn.
Vascular fish.
Is there Waka Flocka's mother?
That is Waka Flocka mother. Deb. Deb.
Yeah,
she she got. She dead. She's staking. She got to come over here. God damn it.
She is very. My office hours are from 9 to 5.
If you ain't called in, you got 15 minutes to call into the show. I don't know what y'all going to do about that, but...
But did you guys see the little snippet they did when they made the girl Erica say, I'm the bitch. I'm the bitch.
Right.
I'm the bitch.
And Kay Michelle is the parrot.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
no, Carly
is supposed to be the parrot.
I was a what? Be the day.
No, but I seriously can't with the shows nowadays.
I can't. The girls are giving.
So I guess You know, Red Legend doesn't want people to move into his new apartment, so he's not calling
yeah,
in.
Yeah, we're not
well,
doing
we,
that with
he
her.
Did, he did
I'm not
send
giving
me his
her
phone
that.
Number. We could always call him.
Girl, ain't nobody calling
yeah,
her.
Well,
girl,
why don't
say,
we call? Because I need to get some unanswered questions answered.
Well, I want to try. I want to know where I can turn in my application. I mean, I want to try to get a community credit or something. I don't
right,
know.
Maybe he can get me a green card. You never know.
That kind of play ain't nobody got time for that.
Yes, Switchboard.
I can't.
Y'all trying to move up in Red Legend, Imaginary Property, and La La Land.
Smurf
about
they,
little pills.
They're going to leave the Candy World Ball and walk straight down the street, the Romper Room, and they're going to get a house on Sesame Street.
Well, maybe
right next to Mr. Rogers.
Right.
Because these are the people in your neighborhood.
He can go and build houses like that. Maybe he can build that Lamborghini too, because it shouldn't take this long.
Mark, have you seen
Mark, know, have, that kid about that Lamborghini?
Mark, have you seen Joy Four Fingers at the casino?
Oh shit.
Oh,
what is Maya? Did they put her old ass in the nursing home? Because ever since she plucked them false teeth, she's been missing an ass.
Yeah, she went looking for that trade, and that trade got her, girl.
No, wait, don't you need to go back to Nicole on Four Fingers? Don't you need a good grip to grab the thing for the slot?
Not really.
No, not really.
The hand.
Yeah, how would you pull it down if you just grasp it with them four fingers? Try to grab something real quick. Put your hand out in front of your face. You put it on that ledger.
Oh.
I'm doing it, too. I'm doing it in my face. If I put my four fingers on that ledger, how can I really grip it to pull it down? You need that thumb to kind of help.
Now, y'all know this lady. Y'all know this lady is really like Beetlejuice, and y'all call this bitch's name. Y'all going to be saying this bitch is calling in.
Wow.
I know she about to give it.
I can't think what she's going to do, threaten us again, threaten us without she's going to have all the trade.
Well, no, the only person she's really threatened was Mark. She was
right.
Going to have her
he said the rest of us ain't really no good.
Right, but Milan, I know you're filming your mini-series, African Trailer Show. But you can just call in and please answer these questions about this Lamborghini. The girls are saying that you crafted it, and it never came as a Lamborghini that never was. So if you could just take a break from your productions and just call in. Thank you.
Sure.
Lord Jesus.
I'm going to wait for the light to go off.
So, so basically when somebody says they're going to be stunting in their car, it really means that they stunted the car.
In the car.
I don't understand. So you, okay.
That man is going to put y'all out his group. It
y'all
going to
be gone by the end of the night.
I'm going to laugh when he puts y'all out his group.
Oh, I'm going to be over it.
Wait a minute, but Alexis is an admin, so she can add y'all back.
Oh, child.
Well, I mean, if you can put that as a group, I mean, I'm not going to say I don't see the big deal, but I mean, it's a group. You know, like,
I mean, you just make a fake name like half them other people that's in that room five times under six names.
Right, like Kevin Rodriguez, that's 37 years old. wait, in 1992, but knows all the girls and never joined the ballroom scene.
Oh, girl. Was that the one doing blow off a mirror?
Wait, I have a picture Milan sent me. He said the girls got him, so... He got a picture of all of them stealing tires from his car. I'm posting it now in the tea party. It's a big thing.
Not that he stole her tires off her Lamborghini.
Yeah,
hold
on.
Oh, my goodness. Scandals.
What was she talking, Compton?
Yeah, there it is.
Probably.
Wait, Kelly.
Oh.
Can I have the legendary Elderwood mother to talk to the floor? Kelly, as a lost thing, walk the runway, as a lost thing, and she will miss that, as a lost thing, performance diva, as a lost thing, she doesn't give a fuck, now tell me say, as a lost thing, heart, give me what I want, legendary Kelly, could talk,
nobody got time for that.
Nobody got time for what?
Honey, for y'all to be sitting here talking about Miss Nicole DiLabella. Ain't nobody got time for that.
I told them that they didn't want to hear me.
Okay. And love this. Stop knocking at my door.
Ooh.
Kelly, but she said she bet on all four of her fingers that she can sit you in a battle. All four.
Well, baby, you know, it's a lot of people that can think a lot of things, you know. Honey,
it's
so, going to
be
you know.
A lot of people trying to come for you this quarter, Kelly. What's that about, girl? All the girls want to see you at the back.
I heard Rick Flair say to beat the man.
You got in order to beat the man. You got to beat the man.
Kelly. Thank you for chiming in. You can stay there. 317-833. You're live on the Blighty.
Hello.
317-833. All right, give me the whole number.
You're not gonna get that.
Why not?
No, but Kelly, would you like to chime in on some of our topics?
I didn't hear none of your topics.
Ooh.
Would you rather be called a fem queen or a trans what?
I wouldn't rather be called anything. Just call me Kelly. I don't consider myself any of the above.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you a new woman?
No, I'm not a new woman. I'm Kelly.
No, she's been a woman for a while.
Okay, ain't nothing new about this. This is old pussy.
Ooh.
Baby.
Old like Maya?
Old and experienced pussy.
Is it old like Maya, Kelly, or is it more of a...
Somebody got some breaking news.
Something like...
Don't even close. But I'm
trying. Who is that? I guess that was
Nicole.
Dark
Knight?
Oh, that
the
was
Dark
Knight?
Hello, yeah.
Again?
Oh, somebody just slapped the shit out of me.
You gotta make it hot. It's not hot enough. I never tasted it.
Then why did you say it?
Because I thought it would be.
What's
ain't nobody got time
please?
For that. So what were some of the topics y'all was talking about, honey? Because I was playing cards, honey.
Red Legend, the guy who flunked the ball.
Oh, child, please. Bitch, nobody got time for that. Now, that's a really, nobody ain't got time for that. I don't want to hear anything she's doing. If she's doing anything or trying to do anything, if anybody goes to jail, will be a fool.
Well, she did say she was having a ball on December 15th.
Mm-hmm. And ain't nobody got time for that.
Not a Scott a weekend.
I would make a commercial miss thing telling the girls not to go. I would have a ball the same day.
Not you do a dirty campaign. Come on.
Yes.
I just want to see who's going to help her build this house.
What house?
Exactly, because it's just a four-way street with two commercial buildings.
What house is she trying to build?
A room.
Some house that after Labor Day that they should be working around the clock. I put the pictures in the T-ROM of what the house is supposed to look like.
You know, I can understand if she said, you know, you're building a house for yourself, the girls can live there, but they just have to pay for rent or something like that. But don't make the girls build a whole house. Or come on, are you?
I'm giving me a habitat for humanity.
Legend. That goddamn London is laying me to the floor, bitch.
And
no.
But the sad thing is he said they're going to work around the clock.
Not
for three
around
months.
Around the clock, like construction workers.
Girl, construction workers don't work around the clock.
How construction workers do?
Sit there and do that.
She got the same construction workers that was working at the Marriott.
Oh, that's over.
Or the construction workers that was at the ball in OKC.
Oh, I'm done.
Are you really going in about that again?
I'm some corn-fed husk niggas. Corn husking.
No, they were fed straight beef, red meat, blood coming out.
I want some
everything.
Snickerdoodles.
Oh.
That bitch was laid out on that car like she had.
I
want to
wish
Khadija
a happy birthday. She said she's
20. Really?
Yeah, it's her birthday today. She says she's 26 on Facebook when we already know it's 46. So happy birthday, happy 46th birthday, Khadija.
Where's the grams at?
With
yeah.
a brown jacket
t-shirt? She's living in that Justin Timberlake movie where everybody's 25 forever and they just
let's do vacation to Cathedra when she commentated. Oop, bugger, oop, bugger, oop, bugger.
I
some grams at. Where some grams at?
Yeah.
They in the club, honey. I'm about to go get them. Why?
The
why y'all gagging?
The line
nobody
of-
gagging.
Okay.
That.
Oh, happy birthday to little Meech Ebony. It's his birthday, too. I see him on my Facebook.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Cash Ebony. It's his birthday. I see him on my Facebook.
Happy birthday. Mm-hmm. Take some clothes off.
Oh, mm-hmm. You take those clothes off?
Let's move on.
Ooh, y'all, you, somebody said something about him taking his clothes off. Who knows something about him taking his clothes off?
Nobody said that. Let's move on.
Because I got a picture.
Ooh.
Yeah, we will not do that again.
No, you're not going to do that. We just got
this
shit under control.
Baby, trust me. Trust me, y'all do not. Y'all don't have to worry about me posting any more pictures. Anything I have, I will send it through one of the crew. Cause me and Tiff, we had our suspension last week. My first one was 48. My first one was 24. This last one was 48. The next time my page will be closed. I will not be sending anything out.
Y'all best send it through me, cause they ain't getting
you. You are not cunt when you have an ashy, ugly ass like this. Go to the.
Oh
one.
My God.
Where
Becky, look at her.
That is a mess.
Oh my
God. What tranny is that?
God, what man is that?
That's Ashley.
Oh, is that eczema on her ass? Is her ass?
Oh. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Thank you, Switchboard.
That is Ashley.
That is unnecessariness.
Her name is Ashley.
Girl. Who gets chicken pox just on her ass?
Can you say anything nice about the pig? Like, no.
That's a nice
What
bone.
Can you say nice about her? Her ass is ashy. Her tuck is showing.
Her wall, her wall isn't dead.
What is the rosins on her ass?
Her strings hanging.
Miss say, you don't. No, those not strings in her drawers. That's her gas.
Oh,
oh
no.
She
needs
to call
attention. So, I mean, we want to act like we just don't see all those, like, trying to heal rosins on her ass. It's like one, two, three. Four, five.
Girl.
I mean, some are still.
What about the hair? What about the hair running down the leg?
Girl, like she ain't been waxed
in
years.
Ain't nobody
got
time for
that. Maybe she got a tan. Maybe she got a little bit too much of a tan on her back.
On one part of her ass?
I mean, how you just want to take a picture like that with that big ass fucking fuck? Yeah,
she
needs
some that dope.
What happens to girls wearing matching bra and panty sets?
Exactly.
No, but that's actually a bigger bulge than the runners on the Olympics.
Jesus. She look like she got her booty tortured.
Somebody been
running. I want to give a big shout out to the overall founding father of the House of Cocktail, Rodney Cocktail. I just came from, from BK, from whooping Tyshawn's ass and cards. I'm going to do it again on Saturday.
Oh, well, you must have had a different part of this, huh?
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was playing with Ray Charles the last time. I was playing with Stevie Wonder tonight, but I actually pulled out a Wonder.
Oh, wow.
Oh, someone said the girl that was just posted, she was in the Olympics and she was on the little board thingy. She has to play with powder, so the powder got all that.
Oh, shit.
That's
Rachel, excuse me, Stevie Wonder, Switchboard, Stevie Wonder's on the line.
Oh.
Wait, is that another word for Maya?
No. Stevie Wonder's on the phone line. Stevie Wonder's on the phone line, and Ray Charles is behind me telling me to keep it cute.
Oh,
hold on. Stevie Wonder, you're live on the air.
Really, bitch? Stevie Wonder,
yes, hi,
won
Stevie.
Stevie Wonder won you for $120, bitch.
Everybody say hi to the up-and-coming legend, honey, $5,000 Club Kid Carter, Kitty Mizza.
Hello,
everybody.
Everybody. I remember you fucked my man when you came.
Ooh.
Good shade of it.
Why?
And this bitch gonna say which one?
Oh,
which one?
Who's giving a half
to
Oh.
That's so fierce. But sweetie, we have a topic. Would you rather be called a queen or a transgender?
To that, fem queen is basically, to my opinion on it, fem queens is made up. It's basically just like how we have categories in the ballroom scene. In society, there's no such thing called fem queen. It will never be anything called a fem queen. As far as a butch queen, the drag, same thing, is something that a category made up. Society will always look at us as either transgenders or transsexuals or drag queens, which is what they look at us as. Just like I'm Katniss Everdeen in the ballroom scene and outside the ballroom scene, they don't know who the fuck Katniss Everdeen is. Same thing with the fucking butch queen and transgender. Period.
And I thank you. We have another caller, but you guys can stay right there. 313-808, you're live on the air. Sweetie, I'm going to need you to speak up, baby. Practice your voice.
That's Eric.
Looks like. Is that Eric?
Yes, it's Eric.
Who?
Eric.
Eric Eminence.
In the group?
Wait, who
yeah,
was that? Private
Matt.
Caller, you're live on the air.
I think Alexa Stone must have hung me up.
Oh?
Yeah, that's the reason.
So, Naima, did we get you the call from your phone? Is it that good of a show, or did you call from your laptop?
Oh, my
girl,
God. Okay. You're going to start coming for me. Let me live, London.
Not your life.
No, but where did our topic go, for real?
I don't know. I'm looking for some boys.
I think everybody somewhat summed it up. My girlfriend's basically delusional, and everybody else is right.
Well, no, like I said before, I don't think she's delusional. I just think that you have to address people the way they want to be addressed. I'm not going to shade her because that's her situation. I don't get upset when people don't, you know, I can't get upset when I'm joking around with people and I say, you know, dude or some other shit, and they say, well, don't call me nigga or whatever the case may be. Or they say, don't call me no dude or none of this or none of that. You know, some people just don't want to be called a nigga. Some people just don't want
to
be called
dude
or whatever.
No, to the butch queen, do you guys dislike when, you know, females call you faggot?
I honestly
the way they call me girl. That's it.
I honestly don't mind if they call me a faggot, because I think it depends on how they're using it. Like, you know, if they say faggot, you're trying it, I think that they're basically saying, okay, you know, like, you're really getting on my nerves and you're saying something I don't like. If they say you fucking faggot, you faggot bitch, then it's a little bit derogatory, you know, for it. So, I mean, either way, I'm not going to say it, but I don't think it's too offensive.
Faggot is just a derogatory word to me.
Oh,
I'm
no,
sorry.
I call people in wars all the time, so, I mean...
Yes, we know.
Okay.
I mean, but that's just like when a butch queen, two butch queens is arguing, and one of them calls somebody, calls the other one a bottom. I'm like, okay, how was that an insult?
It's not an insult. I'm like, who told you?
It depends on who it is that's calling a bottom, because when I call y'all bottoms, I mean it.
Okay,
right, because I saw Milan, you know, I saw Milan one day, and he was driving, so I pointed at him, and I said, I like your car, and he got mad and said, no, it's a Lamborghini.
Okay, do this with y'all.
Did y'all click on the one with her tucked out, honey, with the lid on the question? Did y'all click on her page, the page they posted in there?
Wait, so she has a page?
Oh, God.
Yeah, like, click underneath your link, and I mean, under your post, and see who put the link. I mean, she got a Twitter page with all these pictures. Some of the pictures, she's actually, like, hunting cute girls. She's, like, fucking the boys on her page. Like,
ooh.
She's literally showing her fucking the boys on her page. The one with the leotard, with the leopard leotard with her meat hanging.
Oh,
my God.
No, I'm not.
Y'all better click on that link.
No, I'm really not going to click on that link.
No, I'm not.
I'm not on that link.
I reject that in the name of the Lord. You won't get me to click on no
one. I stand outside of my underwear and wait for the dark night before I do
it. I see it. I see she has the white lions as well. He's actually my brother, James.
No, I ain't getting me slayed.
She's bodied out.
I will go outside in some Batman drawers before I do that.
Bitch, escape down the hall.
Oh, she's bodied.
That's what I said.
No,
oh, my
ma'am.
Gosh. Are you kidding me?
I won't be watching no Sim Queen. I will not be watching no Sim Queen slay nobody.
She is slaying him.
Oh, no,
he got his legs. Wrapped around his ankle.
That's
big,
just nasty.
Big this was enough for me.
No. That is not necessary. What RJ talking about? Can I see? Oh, I saw that. Oh. Child, RJ, stop watching tranny porn.
He gets off on it.
I believe you do.
I refuse to talk to ghosts.
I didn't talk to the
Yeah, you seen that movie by I forgot what it was called, honey, when that little boy was talking to Bruce Willis, he was dead the whole damn time. I refuse to talk to ghosts. I ain't got time for that.
So you talk to handicapped people when you talk to both. So what's up?
So let me ask,
really put these boys out there like that?
Okay, nothing we can do about it.
So I have
a
question.
They did it to
themselves,
you know, too.
Have you ever shook your purse to get a date?
Oh?
Who is that referring to?
The whole group.
No.
Okay.
I usually carry book bags because no one seems to. I hate to get mean feels and looks in the street, so I carry book bags, so I don't shake my book bags a lot.
I'm going to say that for me, I'm going to say that.
Hold on,
I have.
Wait, Mark had to say something.
Okay.
Okay, can we define shaking the purse? Because I like to get, you know, I like to have fun. So can we define shaking the purse?
Paying for boys.
You know what shaking a purse means.
Okay,
did you pay for the date?
I've never shaken my purse for a date, but I have bought many of treats while in the middle of whatever. But
okay,
then
you shook your purse.
No, wait a minute. No, we can't say that. Describe treats.
The treats are the weed, you know, the pills. You know,
wait a minute, hold on. Wait, now this is how I think about that. It's not, I think about it, I almost had to think about that long time ago because I used to worry about that situation. Mm-hmm. But it's not shit that you indulging in yourself. Now, if I'm there and I'm drinking and you drink it with me, I don't think that's me shaking up her.
Right, that's what I said. I need a clarification because I like, you know, I'm
okay. Well, then I'm going to say this. I'm going to put a monetary amount on it. If you spent over $50 a day.
Because I done bought two goddamn half a gallon, bitch, and I know I done got toasted.
Okay, so honestly, I probably spent over,
$375. Wait a minute, 3.75 or 375 points?
No, $3.75.
That's what I said. I said 3.75. So I had to try to figure out where that.
Pounds. It was actually in pounds. They had to take a trolley ride back home. So.
Okay. Oh well, yeah, I will pay for the boys to go back home. Yeah, I will give you some coffee to go back home.
Yeah, because I don't want you to stay in my house.
I don't want you to stay.
If you walk to my house, you walking home from my house.
I give you some money to get back home because I mean I live in Inglewood, and if anybody know anything about Inglewood, about the Inglewood community in Chicago, Illinois, baby, y'all know we ain't no punk after dark. So I will give you some money to get back home.
Ain't that where Oprah lives?
No, that's the Gold Coast.
Definitely pay for cab ride. I've definitely paid for cab ride.
I will pay for a bus ride. I'll give you some money to get home. Yeah.
I'm Naima. Kat, have you paid for rides and things of that sort?
The most I ever gave a child was a Metro card, honey, to get back on the train and get out of my house.
See, that's me. I think that's the same thing. Because, you know, you can pay your little $2.25. Hey, here's your transfer. I'll let a boy, you know, here, I got an extra transfer. I always keep an extra transfer card. Here, take this transfer card. It's like $2.50 on there.
One time I gave this child a card because he got on my nerves so bad, honey, he got hit and did a show. I said, hey, babe, this money on this card, it sure is, honey. Got her up out of here. And wasn't nothing on that card. And she come back ringing my bell again and calling my phone, honey. I turned it off and paid her.
Right, because there'd be some boys that don't know how to leave, bitch. It'd be like,
Anthony,
oh, well, my bus about to
expire.
You better go.
See, I would have called your number from another phone a couple of days later and said I got your number off the line and came back over and bust you in your mouth now, you know.
I'm sure Naima can stand out her window. She's tall enough to stand out her window and see who's ringing.
Well, her maintenance man look in her window when she's taking showers.
Yeah, right, just to see the fifth wonder.
it's the tenth wonder.
Oh, well.
Kelly, I'm sure you've shaken your purse a couple times.
I don't shake my purse, baby.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Okay. So can I ask the question? What is the problem with shaking your purse if you can shake it? Why can't you shake your purse?
Exactly. You better take what Candy said.
If I want to take care of every motherfucker in here, I can.
Well, take care of me, baby.
Yeah. Bitch, if you able-bodied, bitch, I'm not giving you a guy. Do you know what I had to do to get this money? The reason why I'm not shaking my purse at nobody. Bitch, you not coming to my house sucking no dick or getting your dick sucked, getting your ass ate or eating some ass, banging away in my innards or I'm banging away in yours, and then I'm going to turn around and give you some money. My motherfucking dick sucking skills ain't no punk. Neither is my ass skills.
Please make sure you go to Walmart or Walgreens to get me $100 green dot card for that advertisement.
No, but
ain't nobody got time for that.
No, but the only time I will actually shake my purse is to check and see if the motherfucker stole something out of it.
Hey, I hide all my stuff before the kids even come there, honey. I hide them in my titties. I hide my cards in my bra. I hide money, honey. I hide all of that.
Cut the nanny cam on.
So, Tiffany, I'm guessing you hide your cocks, too.
Baby, I'm a new woman. Didn't I tell you I have pussies over here, honey? I don't have little friends swinging between my legs, honey.
Okay, so let me ask y'all a question. If y'all go to a store, okay, let's just say, for instance, y'all just go to the store, y'all go to buy a pair of sneakers or whatever. Y'all got y'all tea or whatever y'all got with y'all. And y'all going to buy sneakers. You mean to tell me that you're not going to buy you and the date a pair of sneakers?
No.
It's tennis shoes. Don't you hate that? Tennis shoes.
No, I'm not. We could be at the mall and have spent the whole day together, and I could be shopping down. And no, I'm not buying them nothing. Well, you don't
Why
have
would
no
I buy you something just because you came here with me?
I'm just the person you with. You know what I mean? Like, I guess y'all doing whatever y'all
You didn't
do,
say that.
But...
You said a date.
You said a date.
Right.
There's a difference between a date and a boo.
Khalil.
Only if I'm crafting and we're both out to get something.
I guess I'm going to say it. I do shake my purse because I'm sorry. If I'm with somebody and I'm buying them and we're going out, we're having a blast. That's how I am with my friends. That's how I am with anybody. So, yeah, I guess I do shake my purse. Say.
That's not no baby. We can have fun all you want to. I mean, but you got to get nothing to hit you.
Right, or if you just look really bad and I want to go to the club and you want to come, I might, you know, buy you a little outfit so you can look nice with
me. No, you gotta go out here.
No, that's not That's not called shaking your purse. That's called you're the A-list bitch and you must bring them to your level so they can step outside with you. But that's the only time you bring them up to that level is when y'all step outside. Now, if y'all call that shaking your purse, well, then I guess I shake my purse.
Well, no, yeah, bitch, because you know what? No, this is the
thing. Well, if you had to bring up to your level, any names, Ms. Kapoor?
It's a lot of people that I have dealt with and talked to and say,
were they unemployed?
No, it wasn't about unemployment. They had a look, they had a job, but they look wasn't given. You know, I'm a red carpet bitch. I know I'm gonna always take pictures, and they wanna always take pictures with whoever's next to me. So you gotta make them look. You know, when you know.
I take it from my straight cousin, and she said the same thing, and I live by this. Bitch, yes, I'll help you come up with your money. If it's your money, yes, I'll take you shopping. I'll tell you what you're supposed to buy, how you're supposed to look, and how you're supposed to dress. But no,
right,
bitch,
and Devin, you know, right, and you can sell all the stuff back from the slavery days on Craigslist that you have. and then
bitch, I'll teach you how to come up on your money.
But Alexis is quiet, so I'm guessing she's shook in her purse a couple times.
You're jingling, baby. Go ahead, baby.
Alexis, they said Alexis don't shake her purse. They said she throws her motherfucking purse.
Oh.
Not really like a softball player.
They said she gives the purse, the wallet, and all.
The bra with the titty up in there with the money. Okay, we get it. All right.
Mm-hmm.
You're not wrong with it.
So, Tiffany, are you shaking your purse?
That, as long
well,
as you
don't shake
have
my purse, honey.
The
I mean, if you want to consider me, I'm going to do my eight ball with you so that you're going to play in me afterwards after you're good and geeked. If that's shaking, then, honey, I shake away, then, honey. But I'm not giving you no cash, honey, now. Hit
that's about it. That's not shaking your purse. I don't think that should. Like I said, I don't think that's shaking your purse. If I'm drinking and you drinking, that's fine. I don't mind doing that. Because if y'all got liquor at the house, I'm going to drink. I'm just not going to not offer somebody a cocktail. Just because
well, Ben, Charlie.
But we going to the stove because I need to get you something to wear here and there. And you got money, and I'm an Aries. So by nature, I'm kind of selfish. I guess that's the thing. It's about me first. You ain't bought no shit. Oh, let's talk about this. Who got a purse shaking at them?
I got a purse shaking at me.
Okay, I'm going to let you guys know something about the queen. She likes, you know, she likes to get her butt eating and
You is not gonna say the queen mom like gets her butt ate.
So I licked her butt a couple times.
Oh girl.
For me.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Not at all. The queen
okay.
is in her 80s. You is not gonna.
She looks like she's a freak though behind this closed door. So she's so mean all the time. I think she gets up in leather and everything.
She just said that the queen of England is an S&M bandit, bitch. I care.
Wait, but why are these trannies? Now these are called trannies right here. That's fighting this trade right here. That is a trans man right there.
Where?
Fighting the trade. I know.
Oh, what you watching?
RJ posted it in the tea party.
Oh, let me go in the room with it.
Okay, Jason, I wanted to ask you something. So
ask me something. Go ahead.
I basically wanted to tell you something. Okay, so I'm on this thing where you don't date white men. What has happened with you and white men? Because, like, I was a little bit offended when you gave it to me.
Oh?
Well,
I mean, let me clear that. Hear me clearly in my my Marcus imitation. Hear me clearly when I say this. By no means am I a racist because there are Caucasian people in my family, but I just do not deal with the Caucasian persuasion in that sense, because when I kiss you, I need to feel another lip.
No, you're basically trying to say, I say the same thing, that white people, you know, they don't have any lips. But, you know, a lot of white people I know, you know, I have white people in my family. You know, some of us have lips. You know, some of us go the Shanice route, and some of us go, you know.
Not too much on Shanice.
Who said that?
Sugar.
Bitch.
And I've had experiences where I've had friends who've dated Caucasian males and have been around them and their friends, and their friends have dropped the N-word, or they've gotten to arguments with them, and the first thing out and got it into heated arguments, and the N-word has come up.
Okay, so if the N word comes up and we call them crackers and they call us niggas, I'm no means necessary. I'm trying to defend them at all, but at the same time, with the animosity between the niggers and the crackers, like where's the medium there? Because they're crackers to us and we're niggas to them. So where do you find the medium?
But see, I don't call them crackers. I don't call Caucasian people anything other than Caucasian or white. I've never been disrespectful and called them a honky or redneck or any of that, even when I've gotten angry with them. Now, it's the closest I'll get when I get angry with a white person, I'll call them Becky or Bobby or Susie or something like that. But I don't come out and say you poor white trash or you cracker or you honky or you redneck. I don't do that.
Oh, let me keep my opinion to myself.
No. No. Speak your mind.
No, baby, cuz baby. I might lose callers.
So you trying to say, wait a minute, let me ask Jason. So you trying to say, let's see, who's the
I don't even
white?
Date light-skinned men.
Well, I'm trying to see who's the sexiest white
man. Oh, I love light-skinned. Jason, you don't know what you're missing. Light is white.
Because when I meet little old ballroom throwbacks from yada yada yada, we need to have a conversation about him and them clothes.
Like, I mean, I find David Beckham attractive. I think that Brad Pitt is attractive, but I just don't see myself. I can't date a white man.
Bitch,
you say yada 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 who?
Bitch, when I say you, I can see myself with Justin Timberlake all day. Or actually, I can see myself with Eminem too.
Mm-hmm.
Those are like the only two white boys I really well. I know a whole bunch of white boys.
Come on, Eminem would go 8 Mile on that ass.
Yeah, that's the reason why I want it, because I love a b boy white boy. That's what I think about all of them. Like Justin Timberlake is kind of. I mean, Eminem. What was those like the little crazy ass boys that used to be in a little rap group back in the day?
Beastie Boys.
Yes, the Beastie Boys and the ones from the 90s.
So, are you saying you would sleep with Steven Tyler?
With Steven Tyler?
Oh, my Lord.
No.
Did I not say white boys that act like black boys? Steven Tyler don't act shit like no black boy.
Okay, well, let me tell you the situation that happened earlier. I was on the line getting my room.
Try with her.
You was on the chat line?
Oh.
No judgment.
Wait a minute, hold on, let me clarify something. I have been on the chat line, and yes, I am a chat line whore, and I thank you. But
this is like much anywhere.
First of all, I called the chat line too, let's not gag.
Hold on,
I'm not going to get on my brother like that.
I was on the line for the hotel, getting my room, and this white girl was next to me, and her boyfriend behind her said, don't go because he's in front of you. And she responded to him, well, nobody's getting in front of me because I'm next. Now, I watched her slide from the side. Now, as I'm sitting here on my phone, she's telling the boyfriend, and I turned to her, and I said, let me tell you something, you little white cracker bitch.
Say.
No, and I'm not going to lie, I was very, very nasty. I said, you step 1 foot in front of me, I'm going to snatch your motherfucking cracker ass bowl, and I promise you. So the boy's like, oh, no, we don't want no problem, we don't... No, it's not going to be a problem because your girlfriend's going to be bald and you're going to be off the line and I'm going to be out the hotel. And that was that. But I thought about it and I was like, okay, that was wrong. But I don't think that that has anything to do with me still being attracted to white men. You think that that's just like, okay, that was totally disrespectful to the white man because I said that?
Yeah.
I don't think it was. I just think it was you being you.
Right.
So,
I mean,
in that way, yes, it's disrespectful.
Everybody don't know me, so I'm not going to take it there. But at the same time, what Jason is saying is the basic opposite of what I did. He doesn't offend white people, yet he doesn't deal with them. But I actually deal with them, and I still offended her as a white person. So is there any type of medium there? Because I'm still going to, like, be attracted to them and I find attractive, but I'm still going to call you a cracker if you get on my nerve or you aggravate me.
Cracker is a term of endearment. Nigga is a very harsh word.
So what type of cracker are you talking about? Wrist cap or a sortie?
Oh my god.
Very tall house. Very tall house cracker.
This one was a sortie.
She was sortie unsalted.
Cracker.
Picking up
like
a wrist cracker.
It just
came across my mind when I was thinking about Kelly when she was trying to get to some ball. She was trying to do something. She was like, her wrist crackers weren't working.
Like, for instance, I'm going to use this as an example. When Nicole, that thing and I had started, she started that beef with me. She became very racist, and I never said anything racial to her. And when she was like, well, go home and fix your mother some watermelon and some fried chicken.
but why do you have to fix that to your mother?
Right. Like, all black people like watermelon and fried chicken. And I was like, I just thought that was just the most.
First of all, it's not the fact that Nicole said it. It's just the fact that the way Jason said it back, it just fucked me up, bitch. I don't give a fuck what Nicole said, but the way Jason just repeated it, bitch, wore me out.
Well, this white man told me a joke one day, bitch, when I was in the pet store.
He told you to what?
This white man told me a joke one day when I was in the pet store.
Did you
Y'all
want to
hear it?
Yes, go ahead.
So I was in the pet store. I was in the pet store, and so I said I want a talking parrot. So he told me to go to the back. And it was a talking parrot in the back. So I went to the back, and I said to the parrot, Paula, you want a cracker? Paula, you want a cracker? The parrot didn't reply. So I said it again, Paula, you want a cracker? Paula, you want a cracker? The parrot didn't reply. I went back to the front of the man, and I asked him, that parrot doesn't talk. He said, yes, it does. It was just talking. It was just talking to the white man that was just back there a few minutes ago. So I go back there and ask him again, Paulie, do you want a cracker? Paulie, do you want a cracker? And the parrot replied, nigga, do you want a watermelon?
Shit. Oh, no.
I could have lived
with that. That is a mess. Which word were you
don't use.
Which word don't you?
Which word don't you?
Oh, shit.
So, did the bar keep it cute because he was scared of you? Scared to say nigga to you?
What was he supposed to say?
Oh, no.
White cunt cow.
Trying to
white cunt cow. Yeah, I'm going to get a boat and it's going to say white cunt cow. And I'm going to go on Britain's Got Talent and I'm going to show my boat say white cunt cow.
I'm done. I'm so done. That's going to be my pride. That's going to be my shirt for Pride next year. I'm going to get a shirt made up that say white cunt cow.
I mean, so Mark, okay, so when you meet this man,
right,
are you going to bring him to the hood?
Oh.
Well, hold on. Let's make it clear now. About 2.5 years ago, I was in a relationship with an Italian man, and he did.
That's Italian.
Italian,
Italian and cow. White are not the same.
Yeah, that's like Nicole and Trace. Come on.
I can't.
Bitch, I'm going to smash this goddamn phone off the wall and fling it out the fucking window. Bitch, did you just get that?
Say Nicole and who?
Jason. It would be Irish or, you know, some Russian. It would be an Italian. That's what I like.
Okay, so Italian is not white, because Italians can be black also.
Italian, I do not count as being, I'm sorry, maybe there's just certain people I don't count as being white, and Italians are just one of them.
Right.
I just don't.
Because I've seen some Italians go off on white people and got my life.
Yes, because they go in on white people, bitch.
Who is this bitch sucking his dick in the tea party?
Ooh, wait a minute.
Kelly, it's a big thing. She said she's a couture.
Okay.
Oh, bitch! This bitch is sucking that dick, bitch!
Wait a minute, let me hit refresh.
Oh, you talking about that girl?
Yes!
Oh.
Ooh, and it's uncircumcised there.
Girl, stop saying don't uncircumcise me.
You must be uncircumcised because you said something.
No, that's not the point. I'm just saying, bitch, stop hating.
Oh,
no
my
meat.
Lord.
Meat is meat.
No,
no,
she is not.
Wait a minute. Who
not.
Is these with
yes,
these mallets? Is that two women?
Honey, meat is not meat.
Yes,
okay.
It is.
Because I don't do circumcised.
And hold on. As a birdologist,
in white and Italian right there, the picture.
Oh, my God. Who is this girl?
Like,
she is
bitch,
going
she
in.
Is working at me.
Her hair is done.
Bitch, right, bitch. So we know why she's sucking the dick, bitch. She got something to pay for it.
Somebody just hit me up and said she looked like Naima with the Death Man.
Oh, shit.
No, they didn't. No, they did not.
Oh.
Well, if that was a Death Man, bro,
oh,
I got
a came in that bitch mouth. Did he squirt that whole mouth?
If that was a Death Man, we wouldn't hear no sound.
Hey,
oh, damn, bitch. The motherfucking nut came out that bitch's nose. He
the
came so
nice. The deaf people don't complain, honey.
Oh,
no, they
my
do not.
God.
Oh, Lord.
Bitch, now she, yes, she did. Mama gagged on all that meat. And on that nut, mama, that motherfucking nut shot out that bitch's nose.
Let me get a piece of this.
Come on.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Mm-mm.
Mama went in on that meat, and that meat went in on her.
Mm-mm-mm.
No, but if that was a gun, she would have got murdered.
Yeah, she would have blown that bitch's brain straight out.
Oh, my gosh.
No, but her hair was laser. She didn't sweat it out
or
nothing.
Oh, her bitch, her hair was done.
Ugh, she going in.
The bitch, she did not tell. He did not give her no warning, bitch.
Is that the type of head you shake your purse?
Oh, wait, did she just wait?
She don't know how to suck dick, bitch.
I think she got up and ran.
Wait a minute, hold on.
No, girl. She shot in her mouth, bitch, and he shot so much, bitch, it came out the bitch's nose. She gagged off of it.
Dang, my slow ass dial up taking too long. I can't see the video.
Girl, we're going to need you to upgrade tonight.
When I played this in slow motion, it came out of her nose.
What
and
ball is this? Lady,
yes,
Ray, are
ma'am.
These Sim
I
Queens?
Cannot.
Talk about
y'all
it's going
really
down.
She probably said, you nasty motherfucker. I'd have bit this shit off, bitch. You drive me like
dude this. Dude gets jumped by a drag queen in Little Rock. Is this New York?
No, he said Little Rock.
Wait, someone said if she's a professional, she would have felt the big and backed away from the explosion happening.
Right.
I know I do.
Hey, just for them saying that, I'm going to add them to the room.
Oh, shit, nastiness.
Okay, Ed, what happened? I'm looking at these drag queens beat the shit out.
What are you watching?
They beat the shit, the living shit.
Yeah. It's in London Rum.
What is it under? Who posted it?
RJ? Yeah, RJ posted it.
I can't get in my, I can't watch my what name. I keep forgetting what the hell my damn account name is for my damn YouTube.
Oop, he said they get ready to rape you next.
Oh, that's the one where they was fighting the man on a car?
Yeah.
Like, it was outside in a crowd of, like, a club or something? Like, a lot
yeah,
of people was outside?
Yeah, they gave ready, they gonna rape you next.
What is this laying here, bitch? Why does this look like dead meat?
Like
great meat. Yeah, girl, whenever this boy Sean posted up in here that looked like this, talking about what kind of animal is this?
Oh, that's a snake.
It's some type of slug. It's not
a snake.
It's a
penis head
snake.
That's what it's called.
Girl, this thing looks malinformed, honey.
It's a penis head snake, but where are the eyes?
Right, that's what I'm trying to say. So is it a snake head penis?
Right, does it have eyes in the back of it? That looks really, really nasty. And how about the Nestle Tea Crunch peanut inside of someone's car?
Girl,
somebody
who is this that ripped their pants,
honey? Like, add that.
Ooh,
like, is that a disease, do we think, or is, did somebody have that added to their thing? Because somebody said you can have that, like, surgically done.
What?
I don't know if it's a disease or...
Why? Is that a better sensation?
What?
Well, you
have
got dildos with all those bumps
in and out of
on. I mean, but you got dildos with all those bumps on it. Do that feel good? But I mean, who would want to fuck a bump? That's just nasty.
That's nasty. That looks infected.
But when it's soft, does the little knots, the little Nestle Crunch help and get smaller, or do they stay that big? I don't know,
but I'm that's making me itch.
And when it
did
like that,
me too. let me take this wig off. It's too hot.
Wait a minute. Can we ask? Is Jasmine gonna do any more like promo videos?
CEO, are you going to do any more promo videos?
Naima, you're trying to get to see on this
for
you, and I
happen to be. If you don't walk this wall, Naima, we gonna have.
Because I was like really, really like, it's so excited, and like, you know, I guess because I just be wanting to know something, but I mean I can wait, but I just want to.
Naima, you're nosy, aren't you?
I know she better walk this wall. All these questions she can.
I'm so mad that I didn't get the hair. Say I was born with my hand.
Oh, girl.
I was born with a hand.
Girl, all this masculine fish.
So, Naima, you like the video a lot, don't you?
I live for it.
Yes,
the
video is
I live for it. Just the way it started, just everything. I live for the whole entire video. I wish it had been nice if it was a little longer, but it was such a tease. I'm like, well, damn. Like, is it? Unless you like, okay, so... Come on, you know, you be on your edge of your seat, like, all right, so what's the next piece to it? So, you know, that's why I asked.
I must have played it back, like 10 times trying to figure out who was the people voguing in the video. Thinking.
Okay,
it
are those the,
so
are those the team
like,
leaders?
It was like a movie. Like, bitch, like, you got to see this. It's like one of them movies, like one of them teaser trailers. To get you, you know what I'm saying, to get you in there, like, oh, this is going to be nasty.
Right, and you wait for the second trailer to come out.
Right. So
well, I will say this: there will be more to come. God
and
willing,
sure,
will
it was longer.
Definitely
sure was...
be more to come, and I definitely have been getting a lot of feedback from the video and stuff. So it's gonna be a lot of surprises at that ball, a lot.
So is this
second
promo going to be at least 2 minutes or something a little longer or something?
Well, that was more like a teaser. I'll make an official one, you know, that kind of comes out breaking down. You know, more stuff, or even maybe, you know, teasers to different categories and stuff. But, you know, we'll just have to see. We'll have to see.
I love it.
Oh, God, child. Now Jasmine going to turn into Dark Claw. We're going
to
be
hey, did you guys see the video of the two ghetto black girls trying to steal from the Koreans?
What?
Two ghetto black girls trying to steal from the Koreans.
What? Shit.
The two black girls trying to steal from the Korean store.
Yeah,
I didn't see that.
They, no.
Those drag queens, fuck that motherfucking boy up.
Okay.
I'm gonna be the butch queen like that.
Oh, which butch queen?
Kelly, come on, like a lady.
I'm so
butch queen.
Lady, I don't know. I gotta find one.
Oh, I got one. No, let me say. I was about to say something. Let me let that go.
What is this tarantula in London Sea Party?
What tarantula?
This tarantula with the black on.
Oh, you're speaking of tarantula. Lord, remember when Sally used to have that chant? Voguing like a giant tarantula.
Wait, man, where is that at?
Huh?
Is that Maya and Madonna kissing?
What is wrong with you?
Listen, I need to check on Maya Angelou and see if she all right.
So, Kelly, what's on the menu for Saturday?
Well, how come Maya is missing and then TJ is missing? I haven't heard from TJ or Maya at the same time.
Oh, you gotta go. You ain't gonna hear from TJ, honey. She's a little bit disturbed.
I think he's a little bit offended because his bird was up at the London Tea Party and he was not pleased about it. I thought it was cute, but, you know, he wasn't very happy about it.
You thought
the bird was cute, or you thought it was cute
that his sister was
up there? I have to play a song for Maya. Neil got Maya. Wait, this is the ending of her movie.
I'm so done.
What the fuck was that?
I'm done.
Maya just getting bucked at, like, in slow motion to this song.
Did you say you could see Maya getting what?
Bucked.
Oh, girl. By who? Captain No Pants?
Is someone on the line? Didn't J-Rock, wasn't J-Rock on here with us?
He just came on to say something. He had to work
on to give his address about his tranny love, and then he left.
Oh.
He just came on for a sec. He went back to promote more Butch Queen.
Right.
Oh, the lipstick ball?
Nah, he in the middle of having sex for Rank.
Just come to the lipstick ball.
Ooh, we give him
the lipstick lesbian ball.
So, Kelly, no Vogue name for
Kelly, I heard the show was a flop yesterday. What happened?
Oh, it's me?
Yeah, a lot of girls sent me tea over and said, you know, the show was a flop.
Ooh. My show will never be a flop.
They said it wasn't because I wasn't on there. It wasn't because me. I'm not feeling it. But they said that it was a flop, Kelly.
It's never a flop.
They said you played the commercial and you hung up on the girls after the commercial.
I played the commercial, and my phone went dead. After 1 o'clock, when your phone goes dead, you can't call back in. That's what happened. Never flop. I'm the blueprint.
I hear fresh one.
Oh, Kelly, Kelly. Last name was horrible.
Okay.
You wasn't even feeling it yourself. Last night was horrible. Everybody was up there talking about mustard and macaroni and cheese and shit that people were hearing for the past month or two. It was a big mess.
I pressed one because I wanted to hear who Naima was telling put your head down and never got to find out who head she was telling to put down.
It was about that, honey.
That was
that's
a death.
Maybe it was this cut in this video. You know she has a $5 foot long.
Oh, shit.
All those girls got their tea from Milan's show early in the day, and they was done for the evening.
yeah, Malone, if you try to do a show on Tuesday, bitch, watch your back.
Mark London.
Kelly's going to have to, when Kelly goes to the ball, she's going to have to give these people contracts and exclusive rights to only give their interviews and recaps on Monday night show on Tens of Chops.
The girls can go on that show and give their recaps to them, baby. It's still never going to be like me giving a recap. Because I keep telling everybody, I keep it raw, I keep it real, bitch, and I don't give a fuck what comes out of my mouth, because ain't nobody going to check me. Those girls have to watch what comes out of their mouth.
I heard that some of the girls on that show were actually being fish hooked in and get, you know, because they were supposed to give out the tea on this show, but somehow, some way, they were reeled in to, you know, fall into their trap and give out the tea on that show, so.
Maybe because they're still waiting for the celebrity appearances on the show.
Oh,
God. Oh, no.
You give it.
So there's dedicated people that's waiting and still waiting for the celebrity, so, yeah.
I mean, well, he can't suck up everybody. He can't do suck up everybody that's trying to come on and do an appearance.
Well, he can promise some Lamborghinis.
Oh, my God.
He can't promise me nothing.
Even when you call his show, even in any other day of the week or Monday or whatever, you can get through at any given time. So it really is not that, it's not that many ratings. It's just the people that's on it and the people that call in. It's not that many people listening.
But how can you say that when he always says there's so many people on the line? I have over 150, it's 100 people on the line.
Well, you can say whatever you want to say.
Well, Kevin said you only see the first 75.
Let me tell y'all something. Let me tell y'all something. I'm be 100% real. I'm be 100% honest with y'all. We have a platinum show here, okay? The only way you know your numbers is at the end of the show. You can only see that it's 75 people on the phone line when you're on the show. You don't know how many numbers you have until after the show is over.
Yeah, we talked about that before. That's pretty true. It only shows
like
you a certain amount of numbers.
When the thing hangs up, like when y'all hang up,
When you hang up and you go to your account or Blog Talk Radio, you can go and you can see how many people listened to your show that night. You can tell how many people downloaded your show and everything at the end of the night. But you cannot tell how many people you have when you're on the phone line.
Yeah, it doesn't show you nothing until after you're done.
So what about
it'll show you? It'll show you how many people actually download the episode. A week from now, it'll still show you that it's still being downloaded and everything like that.
Does it show you how many people on the phone line?
It'll show you how many people were on the phone lines the whole time. It'll show you how many people called in throughout the show for the hours that it was on, and it will show you how many people have downloaded the archives.
Oh, okay.
It shows you all three. Those are the three main areas that it shows you after the show. So it's just like, you know, that's pretty much how you keep an average of what your ratings are. It'll just show you that, you know, you can compare every month, you know, every week, every day. It'll show you the comparison. On Monday, you had X amount of live listeners, X amount of callers, and X amount of archives, downloads. So it'll show you all that.
Just like on Ladies' Night, the numbers used to be really low all the time.
Is that show still on?
Y'all didn't have to get it.
Does the Ladies' Night show still come on?
I don't know.
Wait, does it? You know, I hear no feedback whatsoever.
I know the archives are still up, so I don't know if the show still stay on as the archives, because I listen to a few of the archives.
Nicola, if you want to join the tea party, if you want to get back in the radio career.
I'm not going to get that.
Is she
like
really
that.
Not doing a show no more?
I'm like, that's why I say I don't know if your archives stay up at the, even, you know, if your show still goes off. But
yeah,
I know my archives are still up.
Oh yeah, the archives are still up from Tom's show, and our archives are up ever since we started day one. It can go, it goes down actually in years. You can actually look all the way back into
2009.
Mm-hmm. I hope not, though. I listened to her show a couple of times. I actually liked the show. So.
But I don't think she just has time to do it anymore because she's,
that's,
you know,
what I think. That's what I thought.
She's battling for Jesus.
Well, I know I saw a post about if you mess with such and such, you don't want to mess with whatever.
Well,
y'all was like, she's fighting for Jesus.
Tiffany has a problem with Nicole 5 minutes of. She's going to break somebody up, and then 10 minutes later she posts about Jesus and how she's going to get through the night and nobody can bring her down. So that's why Tiffany is having the issue. Cause it's like 1 minute.
Well, because she's going to fight them, but she's a soldier for the Lord, so you're going to fight a good fight.
Okay,
for the,
well, even
for
the, well, okay, even Jesus got mad.
Jesus, and he walked on water, fed a million with 5 pieces of loaves of bread and fish. But does that mean you can too? I think not.
Well, I can walk on water.
It was 5,000, but thanks for upping that number.
But no, I got
Savior.
Tea. I got tea that she got baptized in that dress she wore to the convo.
Oh, you know that.
I'm not going to go.
I'm about to go. Is there a red carpet tonight?
Yeah, there's gonna be a red carpet tonight.
Oh yes.
Bitch. You know why? Cause soon and very soon, I'm going to see the king.
Oh, I can't.
We need to have a conversation because Mark said something that hurt my feelings, and I need to address it.
Oh, girl, I might pop back up today.
You've been missing all week out the group. I see you popped up. You popped back up tonight, huh?
No, and mind you, he hits me up on a private message and going to say, "Hey, what's going?" Just saying, "Hey." I said, "Oh, okay."
I've been doing that before I was even at the party. You cracker.
Yeah, we definitely need to have a red carpet tonight. We only got 9 minutes left into the show, but.
Yeah, we need to do it because I got a laser appointment in the morning, honey.
What you get them warts removed?
Oh, baby, I don't have warts, baby.
What you getting the ice removed from your
body? No, boo-boo. I said I have laser treatment in the morning. I have a microdermabrasion appointment. And, baby, this pussy's so good, I could throw it up in the air and it'll turn into sunshine, honey.
Other words. That means that she's getting the hair removed off her chest. Let's move off.
Not gunshots in the air again.
I guess we got the same puss because that's what they tell me too, baby.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Wait a minute. Well, if that's the case that Kelly did, I'm
going to need y'all to put $100 on a green dot card and send it to Jasmine for that free advertisement. Thank you.
Now, what would you want to say, Naima?
Oh, nothing.
No, say what you were about to say.
I'll catch you on the red carpet.
Because if that's
I got cakes that make you want to eat for days.
Huh?
I heard that you had a nice little fellowship going on at this barbecue.
Who?
You said I'm going to have a fellowship going on at the barbecue?
Uh-huh. Yes. I heard you was meeting and laying hands.
No,
now
I'm going
to have
shit. I'm coming to touch and agree.
Every night to
oh, that's
my
what
love
I heard.
No, Naima is a charitable woman. She gives charity to the deaf.
Oh. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Hey, nothing wrong with that.
Disabled need love, too.
Right. Yeah, I had a job.
Don't discriminate.
Y'all see this picture that she didn't put up as the picture?
I don't discriminate either.
Right.
Who
I
are these?
Why ain't nothing wrong with that.
I can't. I just can't with that Jack Daniels bottle. I just can't.
Who?
Go look at the London Tea Party picture.
I'm not dealing with y'all.
All right, so let's wrap this up.
I sat on my living room floor. I was in Paris. You see the La City Radio.
Oh, girl, no, ma'am. Bitch, no.
Well, I'm going to give my good nights because this thing does cut us off. So I'm going to thank you all. Red Legend, I'm surprised at you for not calling in. Milan, again, I thank you for the half tea you spilt in your rum. Get yourself together. I think your Lamborghini's parked outside. Good night.
Good
Oh, what happened? Somebody stole tea?
The baby is upset about that.
Well, I love everybody for loving me. No matter what alleyway that you decide to go into, honey, make sure that you practice safe sex and wrap it up, honey.
I love everyone for loving me. Make sure I forgot.
Well, go to Tiffany and Mark and Devin and all them.
Right.
Oh,
you
I
know,
love all the
but...
girls and all the girls cut.
Yeah.
Okay. I want all of you guys to hit up my group, Butch Queens Who Love New Women. And I'll see you next Tuesday.
Mark?
Well, I'll be live here on the air for the recap, the cookout, and whatever else happens this weekend on Monday. I love you all for loving me. Peace.
Kelly, your cookout is this weekend? Kelly?
Yes?
Your cookout is this weekend?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
right, everybody, I'll meet y'all on the red carpet in 5.
Bye, Mark.
Good night, Jess.
Hey, Kelly, are you cooking grits? Please, no, I'm not coming.
No, I'm not cooking no grits, London. No grits this weekend.
Okay. Wait, do we still have Alexis and...
Alexis is gone. It's just you. Good night, everyone. Have a safe weekend. It's just you now.
Right. Good night. If you think you're fish, don't come out looking like Jungle Gym fish. And have a nice night. Wrap it up. And don't sneak into people's rooms if their door is unlocked, trying to have with them. Thank you. Love you all.
October 27th, 2012. The CEO and founder, Mother Jasmine Couture, brings to you a new collection. A collection of horror. A collection of mystery and suspense. Come bear witness in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., as Mother Jasmine Couture brings to you the scariest night in ballroom history, Gagoween. Grand prize, open to all legendary performance for $6,000. The mystery, 666. That's 16 captains, 6 teams, and a mystery femme queen per team, Gagoween. Other cash categories include Butch Queen Runway, The Walking Dead, Open to All Foot and Eye, Designers from Beyond the Grave, Team Realness, Children of the Corn, Butch Queen Sex Siren, The Candy Man. That's right, in a special category that I'm calling The Grudge. Six of today's hottest divas are invited to settle their score at Gagoween. 3 grudge matches, $1,000 each, with the grand prize thickening throughout the event. Mother Temptress, the overall mother Didi Chanel, says she wants a rematch at a big ball. Mother Kelly, the icon Mother Shay Shay Chanel, says it was only a Wednesday night mini ball. Get over it and bring it to Gagoween. And legendary Mother Sasha Garcon and the icon Mother Sanaya Ebony, which one of you are the true ladies of Sex Siren? That's right, 3 grudge matches. 3 divas will win $1,000 each.